If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hispanics were gifted in family structure. And you can see a Hispanic person, and they could put 20, 30 people in one home. They were gifted in the family structure.
You're a douchebag. I don't do well with douchebags.
When you look at the Asian is very gifted in creation, creativity, and inventions. If you go to Japan or any Asian country, they can turn a television into a watch. They're very creative.
Thanks for nothing, ass face.
We loaded enough booze on the beer for the entire city of Las Vegas.
A man drink like that and he don't eat, he is going to die.
Dude, don't do that, dude. Ow, dude, stop that. Dude, ow. Dude, I'm not kidding. Dude, I'm not fooling around. Dude, stop that, dude. Ow, dude, don't do that.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You got any weed?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I don't feel like pot.
Pass it over to me.
This weird hunch, he might be high.
Roll another one.
Now exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Just like the other one.
God damn it, I love pot.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Smoke weed.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
You're my homies, Kevin and Bean.
Roll another one.
I'm gonna smoke pot every day.
Just like the other one.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
This one seems to be about sense.
Smoke weed.
I don't have another cent.
How stoned are you two?
Banked out of our skulls. But you shouldn't do drugs.
You've convinced me.
Just pass it around.
Marijuana is just nature's way of saying hi.
To repeat that for the stoners showing up late.
What are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is 5:33 on Friday, the 10th of Foxtober.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
I happen to have a position available on my penis.
There you go. That's the deal right there. Mike, what happened to your Dodgers, dude?
Yeah.
What happened?
What up?
I didn't watch.
You saw... demonstrated before your eyes exactly what each team does well, and the Phillies did it a little better. The Dodgers manufactured runs. They got guys like Vercall and Ethier on base and, you know, sacrificed a guy into scoring position and then made runs happen, and you saw good pitching. And then you saw the Phillies not do anything and then all of a sudden blast the ball out of the ballpark. You know,
just hit home runs to win it.
And
that's what
and
they do. You're right.
What was the score?
3-2.
3-2. And what really is frustrating is it turned around on an error, basically, on a for call bad throw. I mean, that was really what kind of got the man on base so that the next guy could come up and drive it in for two runs.
Yep. No, you're
exactly tiny little mistake like that, it can be all that it takes, the difference between winning and losing sometimes.
Where are they playing the games? This one was in Philly.
This was in Philly. Today's in Philadelphia at 1:30.
Okay. So it's a day and then they come back here for three? How does it work with the series?
Then they come back here for three, yes, and then they go back to Philly for two more.
For two, okay. So if the Dodgers can win one there and then win them here.
Totally. Yeah, no,
if
the Dodgers can pull away today with a victory, I think they're in great shape.
Yeah.
But like I said, I mean, if you got analysts and all the so-called experts are talking about how the Dodgers are going to rely on pitching and manufacturing runs and the Phillies are going to have to, you know, rely on their long ball. And it looked, I mean, it was like played out right.
The guys
looked
like they knew what they were talking about for a change.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much bigger is Dodger Stadium than where the Phillies play, by the way? Are they going to have a little more trouble hitting home runs?
Yeah, I mean, it is considerably bigger, but it's not just the size. It's the way the stadium's set up and the weather and everything. And it's
the weather.
The Dodger Stadium's a much better pitcher's ballpark. I mean, it's not set up to just jack the ball out of the park like Philly.
One of the oddball things about baseball, one of the confounding things about that sport, is it's the only one where the field changes size depending on where, what city you're playing.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like if you, in football, if there was a 90, it was a 90-yard field
instead of 100, places,
and 110 someplace else.
Yeah, I mean, or a basketball court that was, you know, 10 feet wider or longer. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, they should.
No, it doesn't.
That's the one thing that should be the same in every ballpark is how far the home run ball is, where that fence is set. That's weird.
It is strange.
I wonder if anyone ever, like, literally looked at that and then said, oh, it would be too difficult, or we can't, you know, it's too, it's not practical.
I mean, they certainly could do it. I mean, there would be a way. I mean, they can, they reconfigure stadiums all the time. For instance, you know, they'll play a, an exhibition football game or something in a baseball stadium.
Right.
They're able to, you know, they're able to make that, make the adjustments necessary to make the field whatever size they want. I mean, they could do it, but I guess they just think, they just choose to honor tradition in that case, I guess. But it is hilarious that you hit the same ball in Boston and it may be a home run and it just may be a, you know, not even a, not even a long out in, you know, Colorado or something. It's just
right.
weird.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Anyway, it's only one game and it is a best of seven series this time. So there's nothing to sweat. But it was some good baseball again last night, that's for sure.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
NFL coming up this weekend. Very excited about that as well. Andrew Siciliano from DirecTV's Red Zone is going to be on the program today to give you kind of a preview of what to expect this weekend.
Okay.
Even Lisa likes when Andrew's on, and she doesn't even like
football. I do. He just makes it interesting.
Yeah. Movie beat today. Tell you about which movies are in the theater for you to go see.
What's your, besides the cast being great, are you getting a good vibe off that Body of Lies?
I heard, who's this, Turan, the guy that does the LA Times review, I heard him this morning.
Ken Turan,
and he said, it looks great, they're great, but it's kind of an empty suit at the end of the day. Like, the story really seems like it's going to be great, and then towards the end you're like, really?
That's
what all this is about?
That looks great to me, but I don't read, you know, critics and stuff, so I don't know.
I haven't seen a single review. I was just wondering what you guys thought, because I saw the trailers, and I thought, wow, for a Ridley Scott movie with Russell Crowe and Leonardo DiCaprio, I wish it looked better.
Oh, I thought it looked
from
good.
From seeing the trailer. But,
I thought it looked good, too.
Hopefully it is good.
Russell Crowe put 50 pounds on for that role.
I put 50 pounds on to go watch it.
It just doesn't seem like the kind of role where you would go to those great lengths, you know?
Yeah, like, why does his guy need to be fat,
is
what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he felt like
just
eating.
Stick his stomach out a little. You have to put on 50 pounds. That's
well, please go see it, because we can't take another weekend of Beverly Hills Chihuahua being number one. So
good
please,
point.
Everybody,
I'll go
see it.
Yeah.
I would be willing to bet it will be, though.
Really?
Chihuahua,
I mean, it could.
Because it's family friendly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wedding disasters we're going to talk about today. We have some audio from a story where the father or the father-in-law was screaming and got tased and good times. That's the kind of stuff you want at a wedding.
That's funny.
So we're going to take your stories just after 6 o'clock here on K-Rock. Let's see. What else do we have? We have Christian Slater on the program today.
Oh, his new show's coming out.
Got a new TV show called My Own Worst Enemy.
Yeah.
In which he blacks out and then turns into a hitman for the mob. What is that? I don't know what that is.
I think he blacks out. I think he's got like a dual personality or something, and the spy part of him knows about his other life, but the regular dude doesn't know about the spy part of him.
Okay. Well, then why does the spy part of him know about his other life?
Well, I think he has to so that when he goes home after being a spy, he can fit back into his regular life. I think. I haven't seen it, but that was my impression.
Sounds realistic, like that could happen.
Absolutely.
You could get up in the middle of the night and go out and fight crime and then come back and go back to sleep? Sure.
I do believe we're also going to have a little chat with a little certain somebody named Doto.
Oh, really?
Oh, finally.
I believe so.
I got choke.
Very excited about that.
Alex talked to Doto yesterday, and for some reason he's very concerned about coming on the show now. I don't know what it is he's afraid of, but he somehow thinks we're going to turn on him, or we don't like him, or we're trying to make him look bad or something. But we're all about the love with Doe.
The last three emails I've gotten from him, and this spans a good like 5 months, all of them end with, I hope if I talk to you, it's not like last time. Or some sentiment similar to that.
Was last time one of the times where he wrote us an email that scared us and we called him on it? Is that what that was?
I think that was, to me, that seems like it was a year ago.
That's what I thought.
He was murdering all those people. I mean, we've talked to him a bunch of times since then where it hasn't even come up. But for some reason, he's convinced that that's what we're doing.
And I'll write him back. I'll say, hey, well, what do you mean? What do you mean by last time? I thought it was a perfectly fine interview. Oh, I don't know. I was just out of my head right there. I was just kidding. I was kidding. But then at the end of that subsequent email, it'll say, I hope it's not like last time.
You know, what?
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait.
You can't figure
the
out what's
in the reason why I like the hotel is because it's a 5-star or 4-star hotel and it's very clean. And mm-hmm. then the girls are just so beautiful. 5'8", 5'9".
That's true.
Why did I just stumble upon a collection of hundreds of pairs of women's panties?
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. My first memory is I just love the buffets in Las Vegas. I love the flan. Uh-huh. It has a lot of sugar. It tastes less fattening because it's European dessert. And then I just like some of the syrup, flan syrup.
Okay. There you
flan
go.
Syrup, by the way, is a good band.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
When are we going to get Dawad and Doto and the Armenian comedian to live in a house together?
Come on.
Why can't we make that
really
happen?
Really is the best idea ever.
We were working on that.
We talked about that in the spring, and yeah. Nothing ever came of it.
I think we're trying to find a house that would not fall down with that kind of pressure put on it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Good point.
Or somebody will let us use it or whatever.
Yeah.
But I volunteered to be the chaperone.
That is the best idea ever, to have them all live together, except
yes.
for... You know, it depends on if Doto brings everything that he has.
What are in these bags here? It looks like you're hiding something.
It's not?
You mind if we go through these?
No.
What is this here?
Nothing.
Why'd you tuck away some knives behind an air conditioner vent in a nondescript bag? No, seriously.
That's not mine, man.
You don't know whose that is? It's just randomly in your house?
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of parties, let me say you and I have a little private party right now. Come on, Mike.
What?
No private parties. Yeah.
But there's a pretty cool party in your pants.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
Well, that's less than an hour from right now. We'll talk to the great Doto. You don't want to miss it.
5:42, we will take a quick break and come back with the showbiz.
Producer Alex's head exploded when I brought up the all of our, I almost called them tards, all of our friends, all of our favorite listeners of the Kevin and Bean Show living together.
Right.
In a house. Her head exploded because it's like trying to wrangle cats, you know, trying to get even one of them on the phone on the right day, much less trying to get them all to show up at the same place at the same time. But I do believe it must happen, and it must be some sort of thing that you can watch on the internet every minute of every hour of every day. Don't you? Like,
yes.
Like Big Brother. I mean, we have to do it.
Yep. Okay. That's the best all idea right. ever.
Just so we're agreed. See, as long as you and I don't have to do the work, we have to do it.
I always envisioned it like Pee-wee's Playhouse, where like you'd start off with just Sam, the Armenian comedian, mm-hmm. and then the doorbell would ring out of the blue, like, who's there? And then like Doto would show up, and then Dawan. It'd be awesome.
Just
we
those
have
three?
To do it. Oh, Nick, no. Nick. Obviously.
Nick would not play along with that.
I don't know. I think he might. We also need, just because it will throw all of them into such a tizzy, we need somebody really hot to go and live in the house with them.
Oh, good idea.
That is a good idea.
Because it would just destroy them. They wouldn't be able to concentrate on anything else but trying to figure out how to talk to this pretty girl.
We could send Tiny Dancer in.
Tiny Dancer would be fine. Miss Cleo would be fine.
Cleo
I mean,
good.
Yeah.
Madison.
Let's send Madison. Sure. She's got the worst attitude of anyone I've ever met. Let's send her. Or what? What do you guys want? They'd have to try and crack that code.
Our intern program is sketchy at best, but she did turn on us on day one. On day one, she was tired of our BS. She said, first day she was here, there wasn't any of that, like, wow, this is really exciting and interesting to be working for the Kevin and Bean Show. First day, she was ready to tell us where to stick it.
Well, I think that makes her perceptive. But on the other hand, when you're doing this job, you should pretend.
Sure.
Just go ahead and pretend that you
like
did
you do.
That work. Yeah, exactly like me.
But I find it funny when she says, am I done yet on her first day? That cracks me up.
It's too much work, Kevin.
All right, it's 5:52 Friday morning. Ralph is on vacation. He'll be back Monday. In the meantime, here's a look at the showbiz news. I never thought I would say these words, read these words, hear these words, but apparently Chinese democracy is coming out.
Stop it.
Next month, ladies
next
and gentlemen.
Month.
This is the Guns N' Roses album that has been nothing but a myth since most of you were in diapers. It's called Chinese Democracy. It has been 12 years, Mike? 13 years? How long? Something like that?
Bordering on 14.
Yeah. Millions of dollars. It's an album that has been stopped and started numerous times. Lots of people that were on early versions of those songs have since been fired by Axl and replaced by others. It's just one of those. It's turned into an album that is so famous, and it's never come out just because we've been hearing about it our whole lives. Well, Best Buy will have it exclusively on November 23rd. Which is a Sunday, by the way, not the usual Tuesday that the records come out. And that's the day it's going to be available at Best Buy stores. They're also going to be re-releasing Appetite for Destruction, their 1987 debut album, on vinyl later this month for some reason. But Chinese democracy, let's see if that changes. But right now they're saying it's in the pipeline for November the 23rd.
Dude, how often have we heard that, though?
I don't know that I've ever heard a date. I don't know that I've heard it that precise in terms of a date. We have often heard this summer, next fall. We've heard all of those variations, but it could be cool.
You guys are not going to be surprised, but when Beam first started that story, I thought elections in China.
Wow, Chinese democracy.
Chinese democracy.
My first thought.
Wow. That's by the way. That's
I was thinking in a month.
That's about as likely as this album coming.
Yes,
I think you're right.
Angelina Jolie is super hot.
Yeah.
And she's
in other news.
She's on the cover of the new W magazine. Brad Pitt took pictures of her when she was breastfeeding.
Okay. If I were Brad Pitt, I'd do nothing with my day but take pictures of her.
And in the picture on the cover, she's smiling. She's looking at the camera. Her blouse is down so that one boob is out, and there's just a tiny little hand that's reaching up to grab it.
Yeah! Cute.
And I know that it's natural and all that stuff. I guess beautiful.
Is it messing you up because she's hot and that's her boob, but then there's a little baby's hand?
But the fact that
you don't know what to do with that?
But the fact that it's a hand and not the baby, you know, breastfeeding, I don't know. It works for me.
Oh, all right.
It's still hot?
Mike?
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
You feel guilty, but it's hot.
You feel like a douchebag. What are you going to do?
Well, you never feel guilty.
I'd like to see that. That sounds good. McDonald's had a little bit of a problem this week. The McDonald's company has the Happy Meals. And I don't know how this happened, but somehow boxes from a promotion they did with ESPN back in 2004. No. Happy Meal boxes.
Oh, okay.
Somehow they got into the pipeline and made their way into the McDonald's restaurants and were being handed out to the kids. Mm-hmm. Only problem was the promotion with ESPN centered around football star Michael Vick. Who's all over the box. And understandably, in the years since then, his reputation has diminished quite a bit. He's currently in prison for his dogfighting charges. And a lot of the parents who were receiving the Happy Meals were like, I don't know that this is necessarily the celebrity that I want on the Happy Meals. So McDonald's had to pull them all and had to issue an apology, and we don't know how it happened. But boxes from 4 years ago somehow ended up back in the store, and I guess no one noticed in time. But
wow.
They weren't pleased.
No.
I can't imagine. That seems like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Have we talked about Paris Hilton's scripted TV show based on her life?
No.
Scripted.
So this isn't the best friend one?
She has Paris Hilton's My New BFF, which is on MTV. This is not that one.
She's doing two TV shows?
She is going to have a TV show. She was interviewed with Ryan Seacrest, who, of course, is producing all of these crappy shows.
Right.
Right.
Paris and I are developing a scripted series. And what will the show be about? Paris Hilton, Ryan said. And who will it be starring? Paris Hilton.
Paris plays herself. There's a challenge.
They are going to script a TV show about her life.
So it'll be like The Hills?
No. Yeah, well, sort of.
Pretty much.
Sort of, except for they're saying it's scripted and The Hills says it's not.
Admitting it.
Yeah. So that's going to be good TV.
Yeah.
She can't act. Does that bother anybody?
No.
She keeps trying. God bless her.
Well, I mean, that's what's scary is her as herself is bad enough, but her doing a script, you know, trying to pull off a script.
Yeah.
That's not good. And I also had a K-Rock listener, Mario, send me a picture of Paris Hilton in white pants.
Oh.
And it says Paris Hilton plus white pants equals backdoor entrance to the Hilton. So that's nice. That's nice that she's offering that to everybody.
Couple of Playboy notes for you today. You guys remember supermodel Carol Alt?
Yes. Yeah.
She was one of the top models in the world about 20 years ago, and she's one of those women who just seems ageless. She looks fantastic today. At 48 years old, it has been revealed that she will appear in Playboy next month. She's going to be stripping down naked in Playboy next month.
Wow.
Which, Kevin, I'm sorry to say, I think even at 48, I think you're going to want to see some of that.
All right.
I know you do have that age cutoff, but
well,
I think you'd make an exception for Carol Alt.
There are some things, you know, some people that it's a little too old, but maybe for her, yeah.
The other news coming out of Playboy is we told you that Hugh Hefner has now broken up with all of the girls next door. He's not seeing any of them, so he's, you know, he's got the rotation going in the mansion, and he's got a couple of hot 19-year-olds that have been picked out as the early successors to Holly, Bridget, and Kendra. There is Carissa and Christina have recently moved into the Playboy mansion. T
TMZ.com did a little research, found out that they had both been busted in St. Petersburg for felony aggravated battery just back in January of this year. They both got probation, were ordered to pay restitution to the victims. Carissa also has a misdemeanor battery charge on her record from 2007.
You ought to go to TMZ.com if you are, like me, fascinated with mugshots. These are two of the hottest chicks in mugshots you're ever going to see.
But
he doesn't go date ahead. Ugly.
No,
he does not.
Doesn't have to, they, does he?
They are they're interesting on and off the field, apparently. But yeah. Good times.
Victoria Beckham, considered one of the Hollywood's most fashionable women.
Yes. She's certainly always one of the thinnest.
She's always taking pictures. She's always dressed up. She's always looking great, whatever. But apparently she shows up at her son's soccer games the same way.
Like in high heels?
Yes. And according to New York Post's Page Six, they say the former Spice Girl shows up to the field in her couture and high heels and then has to wait for a bodyguard to lift her out of her shoes when she gets stuck in the mud and the grass.
Oh, that's retarded.
Yes. You'd think she, I don't know, is she not able to put on tennis shoes? She has to wear high heels even when you go out to
I don't believe that story.
A soccer game?
I don't believe that.
It doesn't seem like it would kill her to put on jeans and some kids, does it?
Why would you not believe that? I believe that in a second.
That she'd have a bodyguard pick her up when she gets stuck in the mud?
Yeah.
It would be ridiculous and embarrassing.
I believe that
she physically doesn't have the strength to do it.
Stupid?
I Kevin's right. I bet probably. She probably can't get out.
I would, but I don't think she would.
If she's in
4-inch...
All
you had to do is wear wedges, and then you wouldn't get stuck.
You know, Manolo Blahniks or something, and it's muddy, she's going in.
I agree with that. That just seems, why would you ruin beautiful shoes like that, too?
Because I bet she doesn't leave the house without knowing she has to look
like
a 10.
You guys all believe that. Fine.
I choose to believe it.
Okay, that's
It's possible that it's not true, but I like it, so I'm going to go
All right,
go
ahead.
All right, thanks.
She probably does have enough money that she can wear shoes once and ruin them and not think about it, too.
She just leaves them in the mud, moves on. He gives her another pair of shoes.
Poor people follow her and grab her shoes.
Bodyguards just carry her back to the car. And finally, I don't know if this is the official list, but ParisHilton.com is reporting, here's who you'll see on the next edition of Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. One of our favorite people, one of our favorite shows. It's coming back to VH1 this month. October 23rd is when it debuts. These are the stars who are hoping to get clean and sober with Dr. Drew. Tawny Kitaen, first on the list.
Oh, she'll be fun.
She'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. She's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Rod Stewart's son, Sean Stewart, is on the list. Steven Adler, speaking of Guns N' Roses, is on the list. How about a young man who's had his share of substance abuse problems over the years named Rodney King? How about him?
Oh,
what?
Wow. My
Can we all
God.
Just get along?
Is there any doubt
he's
that he'll...
He's not a celebrity.
He's
well,
famous,
you know,
though.
Just famous.
He is famous.
For
he...
rumbling with the police.
Well, there is that.
Former American Idol contestant Nikki McKibben is also on the list.
Oh, yeah. I remember her.
You remember her? Yeah. Mm-hmm. The good news is Jeff Conaway is back.
Yeah,
yeah, he was the star. He's the guy that really made that show great.
I think they signed him to a 3-season deal.
Signing bonus.
So he has to show up for each one.
I hope his girlfriend goes in too.
Me too.
He's back, and Gary Busey is set to appear on the Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew as a mentor to the patients.
He
apparently, and you're going to find this very difficult to believe, apparently was hooked on cocaine but hasn't used in 13 days. Then someone please explain to me what's wrong with him.
13 days?
Excuse
13
me.
13 years.
13 years, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, it makes no difference.
How
He's
is
crazy.
That guy not on drugs?
He crazy.
Well, we are going to be talking to Dr. Drew between now and when it airs, so we'll know if that's really the lineup. But very entertaining show and a lot more interest. I mean, I guess you knew it would be interesting, but you didn't realize how gripping and how involved you'd get in those contestants until you spend that kind of time and that desperate hour with them. But I'm glad that show's coming back. Today's celebrity birthdays, Psycho Mike, you're going to be so happy today. I'm surprised you even showed up. It seems like today ought to be some sort of a Mexican holiday because guess who's 35? Mario Lopez, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell, right. Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. How dare you?
Actor Ben Vereen is 62. Bradley Whitford, remember, from the Studio 60 show and the West Wing. Terrific actor. He's 49 years old today. Bai Ling,
hey!
38 years old today. Julia Sweeney from Saturday Night Live, 47. Brett Favre of the Green Bay Packers, 39 years old today.
Not Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. New York Jets.
Yeah, it's funny that it says Packers here, and sure, you're so used to seeing that for so long that it doesn't even strike you as being wrong anymore. But, yeah, of course, he's 39 years old today. David Lee Roth is 53, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 34, and that is the K-Rock Showbiz Beat. This seems like a lot of fun. This, I mean, the complaint is always from the Kevin and Bean Show, we hate going to weddings because they're so boring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This, if more weddings were like this wedding, we'd go to more weddings.
This
right?
is the best, and we have been obsessed with this exact topic throughout the years, and that is, it's supposed to be a mountaintop experience. It's
right.
supposed to be fantastic, and the expectations are so high that when someone gets tased and the screaming begins and the riot police are called, that's so much worse than if it was just a normal situation where the riot police were called.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to know, and I haven't heard this piece you're about to play, but I'd love to know what the bride's reaction to all this was because the bridezillas, by the time it gets to the other day, they have a tantrum if there's a cloud in the sky.
Yep.
I can't imagine what she thought about her wedding being disrupted like this, and the police ended up breaking it up.
So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. 6-7 if your wedding was a disaster, especially the reception, which can get that can
people
easily
get so drunk.
Yeah, well, this particular one, Astros pitcher Brandon Back was one of the 10 people arrested. He's a starting pitcher for the Astros.
That's how come it made the news so big, is
yes.
because a celebrity was involved, right?
The bride's father was arrested.
Her
19-year-old brother was arrested. A FEMA coordinator that was down there for the hurricane arrested. They had the wedding. They went to a hotel bar, and apparently the fight started, and the police had to tase people. And what you're going to hear is the bride's father screaming bloody murder while he's getting tased on the ground.
It was to be a night of holy matrimony along Galveston's seawall Saturday night. But it ended with more than just the blushing bride red in the face. This, an eyewitness who shot this video tells us, is the father of the bride. This shows Galveston police using a taser on the father. According to a police report, it all started when one groomsman walked into H2O with a drink from somewhere else. When police questioned him, they said he was cursing at the officers, then threw punches.
Yeah, and then it all went right to hell.
Oh, my God. That guy was just screaming.
They tased two people. I don't know who the other one was, but that the one screaming was the father of the bride.
Oh.
Awesome. The pitcher for the Astros was hit by police twice in the face before he was handcuffed because he was resisting arrest, which is awesome.
This is what you want at a wedding.
Well, it's certainly memorable.
This family is going to be able to look back and go, do you remember our wedding? That was crazy. Remember when Dad got tased? Those are words I've never been able to use, and I would love to.
Not that they wanted it to happen, but I bet they will look back on it and laugh. It is the kind of thing that has got to be funny a year down the road, right?
Maybe 5 years down the road.
I can't imagine it would. I mean, if it were in my family, we would start joking about it the next day.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's awesome.
Well, I think they have to get through all the charges first.
Dad, don't make me tease you.
People are generally on their best behavior or something like that. I haven't been to a lot of weddings, but
no, you haven't.
I don't remember seeing anything even approaching that, but I would love to hear the stories from people who have at 1-800-520-1067.
Well, especially the reception, because that's where it's a long party and people drink. Usually it's a free bar.
It's open bar.
Yeah, open bar, so you can get whatever you want. And when people drink, that's when, things go south.
Want to start with Paul with a story about how a bride got punched in the face? Does that sound interesting to anybody?
Absolutely. That is not what you expect. Paul in Sun City, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Everybody, how you doing?
Good.
How do you know this girl?
This is actually my aunt. My uncle married this woman, and her family had a lot of money. My family, not so much. My family, a little more white trash. They always like to come and just get in fights. People get arrested. Weddings, whatever kind of, event that was going to happen.
Right.
So all my cousins start taking the alcohol out of the bar and the boxes as the night's ending from this reception hall. And the other side of the family, what are you guys doing? Well, this isn't your alcohol. So it starts out this big old brawl. Next thing you know, it got all my family on one side, all her family on the other. And then she steps into the middle to try to do something with one of my cousins, biggest cousin I have, bouncer and stuff for places, bodyguard, just
throws a punch at a guy, and she steps in, just gets laid out.
She stepped in front of the punch, so the bride got punched in the face.
Punched in the face, completely laid out. I was a kid. I was probably in my teens, and we're just all sitting there. My mom's trying to throw us into the car. Get your butts in the car. Get in the car. Let's go. I'm trying to see all my cousins fight, and the next, you know, just laid out, man.
No. That's one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my life. Was she actually unconscious?
Not unconscious, but just got, I mean, her feet came completely off the ground.
Oh, no.
This guy's like 300 pounds. And
dude.
She just walked in. I mean, there were scuffles in like a few different little areas. And I swear to you, she just walked into the wrong place, man. She jumped in the wrong place
and
the wrong time.
She was actually trying to stop the fighting.
Yeah, she was just trying to make the peace, man. Keep
hey, Paul.
Peace.
Yes. I got to ask, are they still married?
No. As a matter of fact, that marriage only lasted maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine with the families that don't get along that much, it'd be hard for the couple to keep the peace. That's for sure. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call, Paul. We appreciate that.
That's one of the best stories
That's
ever.
That's what we're talking about, right?
All
right. That's what we're talking about.
Your wedding was a disaster or your wedding reception was a disaster. Something went terribly wrong when it was supposed to all go so beautifully right. We'll take your calls 1-800-520-1067. You're talking about weddings gone wrong. We got some a videotape from a wedding in Galveston, and this is the bride's father getting tased.
But it ended with more than just the blushing bride red in the face.
You do not want your dad making those noises. You know?
Why didn't anybody yell, "Don't tase me, bro," by the way? That was clearly what was appropriate and called for. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear about fights that broke out at weddings and wedding receptions. Why don't we start with Chris? He's on line 2 in Long Beach this morning. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What happened?
Hey, Monica, I mean, hello, Lisa May.
Hello, Chris.
Whose wedding was it?
My best friend flew into town from Chicago for my little brother's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And must have just heard this rap song, Pimp Juice, because he was going to everybody he didn't know. He didn't know anybody there.
Right.
And he would say, "Hey, do you know what Pimp Juice is?" They'd say, "No." And he'd open hand slap them across the face and yell, "Pimp Juice."
Oh, my God.
it got to the point where no one would catch on, and he's slapping people on the face all night long, and he almost got into a fist fight with the best man.
Why was he slapping them if they didn't know what it was?
I don't know. I don't know where he got it from.
Awesome.
I don't know where it came from. But all next thing you know, all I heard was from the other side of the room, and I'd look, and there he was slapping someone else. It was so funny.
That is that's Nelly. It's a funny song. She only wants me for my pimp juice. But I don't think he was slapping anybody in that video.
I don't think he was. I don't know where he got it from. But
that's the best.
Can't believe nobody hit him.
Everybody would see him slap him, and they go, "Boy, I hope I know the answer."
Yeah, and he's a little guy. He's maybe 150 pounds, but when he was pretty drunk.
You know? That's awesome.
I'm guessing.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Let's talk to Warren on line 1. He's in La Mirada. This is a new level of violence that Warren is bringing to the conversation. Hey, man, what's up?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Whose wedding was this?
This is my wedding, actually. We've been married for about 2.5 years now.
Okay.
There's two guys, you know, they're having fun with each other. It was open bar for about 3 hours, so you know what that leads to.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're dancing with each other's girlfriends, and one of them doesn't like it. He goes into the bathroom and brandishes a knife to somebody and says he's really going to have his way with this. There's a lot of commotion out in the parking lot. I go outside to find my best man with his shirt off, wrapped around this guy's arm. He had his arm sliced basically from his elbow down to his wrist.
Oh.
The tendons, all kinds of crap, man. And not only did it ruin that incident, you know, for the moment, but I also ended up not getting any that night because my wife was just too distraught about the whole incident.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, poor you.
When you bring out a knife at a wedding, that's when things go south.
You know, exactly. You figure I was getting married somewhere in 909. You know, I still get crazy about it when I think about
it.
Sure.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
awesome. Thank you. Hey, did the police?
Oh,
he's gone. Yeah, I was just wondering if you call the police in a situation like that. Seems like that's something that someone might get arrested for. JD writes in, "Hey guys, thanks for talking about this. My girlfriend is a wedding photographer, and I help her out from time to time. We were doing a wedding last May. The best man was smashed off his ass by the time the reception started. Well, all of our photos sucked, of course, because he wouldn't cooperate. But when it came time to give the toast, he mentioned to everyone in the room that he used to date the bride and that she would be better off with him instead of her new husband.
Nice.
Needless to say, it was really awkward. Everyone took it in stride, but the topper came an hour later when they were on the dance floor. He was doing the worm. He got up and proceeded to puke on the back of the bride's dress.
The bride was so grossed out by it that she also vomited. She stormed off crying to the bathroom. I had to be professional and hold back the laughter. It was quite an event, one I won't forget soon.
That's the best.
Anytime the bride ends up vomiting on the dance floor, you got yourself a party.
Remember Lightning's wedding 10 years ago?
Lightning's brother.
Bede and I were the officiating ministers, so to speak. We actually married him. We could do that from the Universal Life Church. You send him $1.
Yep.
And we were dressed as monks, of course. And so then in the after party, in the, what do you call it? The reception.
The reception.
We took the mic and we said, okay, everybody, here's Lightning's brother to give a toast. And Lightning's brother was smashed and he got up and he grabbed the mic and he said, Lightning always got everything and I deserve, and my mom and dad love him more. And I, how come I don't have her? And he just kept going on and on. And Bede and I were looking at each other like, what do we do? This is awesome, but it's kind of ruining the mood. And so we literally had to grab the microphone from him and say, okay, thank you. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Help yourselves at the bar.
I guess the combination of the open bar and the microphone, where you have the opportunity to get stuff off your chest and say it not to one person but to every person. I guess a lot of fun stuff comes out of that. But I'm glad you remembered that, Kevin, because I'd forgotten that I was involved in one of these great reception stories.
I deserve to be happy, too. Rick and Chino, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Well, what happened was one of the bridesmaids.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
And they all thought that they were, like, the only guy. No, it wasn't.
Okay, so you're telling it was a bridesmaid, did you say?
Yeah. It was my wife's cousin that doesn't really hang with the family. She leaves, and she comes in and out throughout her life.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, we thought we would bring her closer to the family, and she got really close.
So you can't say that way.
Right.
Dude, you gotta watch your language a little bit.
She had sex with one guy, took care of two others during the course of the reception.
Awesome.
Nice. Well, they say that's why you should go to weddings.
Don't bring a date.
Exactly. You never know.
The bridesmaids are there and they're ready to go.
I complain about going to weddings, by the way, if more of them were like that one.
Let's try one more. Let's go to Travis in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Travis. Hello, Travis.
Hello,
Not there.
Here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Hi.
I had an open bar for beer and wine and had $5 Patron shots,
mm-hmm.
thinking that would be safe.
Sure.
And one of the bridesmaids decided to get so smashed that she drove off with picked up the bag out of our room, drove off with our plane tickets, our cash for our honeymoon, and our passport.
Awesome.
Couldn't find her for the life of us the following morning. I called her from 12. Probably about 12 at night till about 10:30 in the morning.
Were you supposed to leave the next morning?
Oh, yeah. Called about 10:30 to change our flight. 10:45, get a phone call. You guys calling me?
Wow. She had just woken up, I imagine.
Had just woken up. Would not tell us where she was.
Did she have any idea that she had all your stuff? It was an accident that she took it, right?
It was an accident. She had no idea. But the fact that she picked it up out of the bride's chambers and took it with her.
That's weird.
Was kind of odd.
Wow, that is
so
weird.
Once we figured out all that, we fly out to Cancun, thinking everything's finally past us. My wife finally stopped crying, and the hotel decided to booze our reservation. They gave it away to someone who showed up, and we didn't show up.
Awesome.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
So we sat in the lobby of the hotel for about 4.5 hours, waiting for them to find us a room.
Awesome.
Would they go door to door to check?
I finally got fed up. I said, hey, who didn't show up today? Because that's what you did with our room. So can we have one of those rooms?
Yeah.
And we ended up getting one of the top honeymoon suites.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Was your bride crying for the 4.5 hour wait?
She cried for about 2 days straight.
Oh, God.
Poor Travis is going, wow, being married isn't as much fun as I thought it would be.
I didn't get any of that night either.
I'm sure you did.
There you go.
You don't want crying sex.
No, not at all.
All right. Thank you, Travis. Remember this guy?
He is still. You're going to want to hear this, man. You're dying to hear this. I'm changing my name to Bob Toe. So what do you think about that? Because change it to a Caucasian name because I'm thinking. Yeah, because I'm thinking about changing my name to Bob Toe.
Do I remember the international man of mystery, Doto, who's on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean program?
Of course I do. Hey, Do.
Hey, Bean. I need some babes, Bean.
Okay. Well, it's good to talk to you after a long wait, too. Hey, Doe, whatever happened, you never ended up going through with changing your name. You still refer to yourself as Doto, right?
Yes. I'm sorry, Kevin.
No, nothing to be sorry about. Listen, dude, we're excited to talk to you. It's been a long time. You've been traveling much this year.
Yeah, here's the problem, Kevin. When I was in Nam, I was out. It's like I was out in the islands for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
For a few weeks, it seems like you've been, you know, in Asia about 90% of this year.
Well, 2 or 3 months, Kevin.
That's Kevin. Hey, Doe, here's what I don't understand. And again, don't misinterpret what I'm saying here, because we're excited to have you on the phone. We can't wait to catch up with you. But why is it when you're in Asia, you can't get on the telephone like millions of Asians do?
Because in some places, the remote, in some places, Kevin, and being like
Bean.
The places, they're not really good when it comes to satellite or TV. In some places,
okay. But I'm curious about telephones. I mean, why can't you be on the phone from Vietnam, for instance, like so many Vietnamese people are able to do? Like, we could call Vietnam right now and get somebody on the phone that we don't know, yet you, who we do know, we can't get.
I'm sorry, Kevin. Bean is a mistress.
What?
No, I mean, it's kind of a mistress, Bean.
It's a mistress?
A mystery, you mean?
No. It just depends where I'm at. Bean. Sometimes the phone is not as good when it comes to connect.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave it there. So what have you been up to? What are you excited about? What are you interested in? What's occupying your time these days, Doto?
Bean, I have a question, Bean.
Yes?
So,
me getting a woman, Bean. Hopefully that day will come, Bean.
The day that you'll get a woman?
Yeah.
Was that a question?
Yeah.
Why would Bean know?
It's more of a statement than anything.
Hey, Doto, why do you think you don't have a woman?
Is it could be a number of various reasons, Bean?
Yeah, it could. What do you think it is? Because you've traveled so much, you must be running into people all the time.
Mm-hmm. Bean, do you know what I like to do?
You like to go to buffets
sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I think I like to work for some multinational corporation in Hong Kong.
Okay, that's fine. Right. I thought you were interested in talking about why you don't have a babe. It seems like you've changed topics very quickly from that.
Maybe I don't have a babe. Maybe I talk too much or whatever.
Oh, I see.
Let me ask you this question, Doe, because you have traveled so much more than I have, and I don't understand the way things work. But when you're in Asia, as you spend so much time in China and Vietnam and Thailand and the Philippines and all the places you go, you meet a lot of women. Aren't they interested in you because you're this American who has all of this experience and all of these stories? I would think you would seem very attractive to some of those people.
Yeah, because some of them seem to be attractive, but some of them just have wild personalities, Bean.
Isn't that good?
Do you think that's good, Bean?
Being
a wild person? I mean, it depends on what you mean by that. I mean, if you're talking about someone who's, you know, entertaining and fun, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah, entertaining, fun, likes to go out and get some drinks.
Right, sure. What's wrong with that?
That's what I like, Bean, Kevin.
Yeah.
Then I'm having trouble finding the problem, then.
I'd like to strike Doto's answer as non-responsive. Can I do that?
Doe, are you going to be in the United States and able to vote next month?
Of course, yeah. I'll be able to vote, Bean.
Okay.
Do you know who you're going to vote for yet?
I like to vote for Barack Obama, Bean.
And that was me, Kevin. And how come?
Because I think that we need to have a better direction, Bean.
That's Kevin again. Why would Barack Obama have a better direction than John McCain? Most people think that they're virtually indistinguishable from one another at this point.
Because I thought that in America we have to provide equity for everybody. We shouldn't have any division between the rich, poor.
Oh, I see.
Middle class.
Hey, that was a good answer.
We should at least.
It was.
Yeah, we should at least maybe be something like socialism. Not exactly socialism, but is it
socialism?
Some form of equality, Bean.
So the no division between the rich and the poor. So do you think a guy like you that comes from a wealthy family that has a lot of money, you should give a lot of your money away to people who don't?
Here's how I feel. I believe that as human beings in society, sometimes I think that we all should contribute to society to some degree, Bean.
Right, but okay. He's asking about you specifically.
Shouldn't you give away some of your money since you're very well off to people who are poor?
I think I should do that because over in Asia, we do that sometimes, Ian.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
Dojo, what are you doing this weekend?
Yeah, I like to go meet some babes this weekend.
Where do you plan on doing that?
I guess I'll have to call some of my buds.
Call some of your buds.
Go out and get some drinks and see
would you like to go out with Psycho Mike? Psycho Mike would be happy to get together with you this weekend and go look for babes.
You're right. You're kidding, Kevin.
That was Bean, but
Bean.
Mike, am I
speaking for you? You'd go with Doe, right?
I'd love to go out with Doto and find some ladies.
Babes.
Yeah. Bean. What do you think, Doe?
Let me think. Bean, can I ask you a question?
Okay, guess not.
I'd like to strike that answer as non-responsive.
yes, you can, Doto.
Possible.
What?
Possible.
What? Is what plausible?
Like, what do you mean getting some babes, Bean?
Are you asking me if it's possible that you could get a babe? Yes, sir, of course you could. Yeah. I was able to get a babe. If I can do it, I'm the baseline. Let's face it, anyone can get a babe.
Yeah, of course, Bean.
But, no, what we're suggesting is that Psycho Mike might be able to help you along that line.
Well, you're kidding, really?
Well, no, I'm saying...
No.
Why is that so shocking to you, Doto?
Doto, listen, we're almost out of time. It always goes by so fast when we talk to you. But Mike is a smart, young, articulate guy who will be happy to help you find some ladies. He'll be happy to get some conversations started, make sure that some interaction happens. Why don't you take advantage of that offer and try to go out with him this weekend?
Here's what I do. Let me go ahead and try myself first, Bean. If it doesn't work, then he can help me at Bean.
Okay.
But haven't you been trying it on your own for 30 years, though, and you still don't have someone?
Here's the problem, Bean. Maybe I haven't tried hard enough, Bean. Maybe I haven't stayed focused too much on it, Bean.
Why do you not like Mike?
Yeah.
I didn't say I didn't like Mike. I never said that, Bean. Don't put words in my mouth.
So that was me, Kevin. But let me rephrase then. Do you not like Mike?
I didn't say that.
I know! I'm asking you a question!
I don't have any problems against Mike. Why should I? I don't, the guy never done anything intentionally.
That's so what I thought. Seems...
In fact, not only has he never done anything to harm you, he's actually gone out of his way to try to help you, and you have rejected his offer.
It's okay. You can try it on your own this weekend, though.
Kevin, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
In entertainment eventually, Kevin.
You want to make it in entertainment? So we want you to make it an entertainment as well.
Yeah, but you know where I would be going to sometime this Monday?
Where are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to Canada for a week or two.
For what?
To visit some relatives.
You do not have relatives in Canada.
I do.
It's just not possible.
I do.
Nope. You don't.
Well, Doe, you're only going to be back in Southern California for a few days. I'm going to advise you one more time to not waste this opportunity to go out with Psycho Mike and find some ladies, okay? You really should. Some babes. You should seriously change your mind and give Mike a call and do something with him this weekend before you go to Canada, okay?
Yes,
ma'am. All right, Doe.
Hey, Doe, one last question before we go. In all your emails to us, you seem to be very concerned about something that went wrong last time you talked to us. You were very upset.
I wasn't concerned. Maybe I was a little bit nervous, being Kevin.
That's Kevin. But why would you be nervous? We're always nice to you, Doe. We're friends with you.
Yeah, of course I know that. I do.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what to say, Doe, but I'm glad we got a chance to talk to you. I hope we get to do it again soon, and I hope you find some babes.
It's going to happen, Bean. But I like to go. So, Bean, I like to go somewhere in the entertainment, Bean.
Right.
I understand that.
That's why we can't ever figure out why it's so difficult for us to get you on the phone. Because it seems to us, if you wanted to get into showbiz, and if we called you, say, 30 times or emailed you, say, 400 times, you would respond to us more.
Okay, I'll be responding from now on.
Okay.
Right. Okay, that's good news. All right, Doe, I hope you enjoyed it, and it was great to catch up with you. Let's do it again soon, okay, my friend?
Thanks, Bean. I might be in Seattle, so I'd like to see you, Bean.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can guarantee that will happen,
yes.
Doe. You just let me know when you're going to be in town, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Doe. Have a good one.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, bye. Time for the showbiz beat.
Ralph is on vacation, but we are going to continue to fill you in on what your favorite Hollywood stars are doing, including Lindsay Lohan, who is in the news. According to OK Magazine, OK Magazine reports that she is keeping secrets from her girlfriend, Samantha Ronson. Apparently, she's hiding receipts from her shopping escapades because Samantha is very conservative with her money. Samantha Ronson, by the way, who
a lot of people probably even know who don't really even know who she is. She's a pretty successful, you know, DJ. A lot of people don't only know her because of her association with Lindsay Lohan. Makes so much more money than Lindsay Lohan does now.
She does?
Yeah, because Lindsay doesn't make any.
Because Lindsay doesn't make any, yeah. And Samantha is the one who's conservative with the money, and Lindsay is the one who's, you know, never looks at a price tag and just buys whatever she wants.
Yep.
Word is, according to this OK Magazine article, that Samantha Ronson earned $300,000 a month by spinning records at clubs.
Wow.
That's impressive.
300 grand. Lindsay Lohan's last paycheck was about $100,000 for her recent stint on The Ugly Betty Show. And apparently they're, you know, it's one of the things that a lot of couples have to deal with, yeah. I guess, is who makes the money and who spends the money. But it's pretty funny if she's buying stuff and hiding receipts so Samantha can't see it.
We put up a photo for you to see at KRock.com, Kevin and Bean page. It's the Angelina Jolie cover of W.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And you're going to have to tell us if we're...
wrong-headed?
If we're wrong-headed or sick or something, because that's a hot picture.
In spite of the baby's hand.
Well, there is a baby's hand there, sure. But it's not. But the baby is not. It's not breastfeeding the baby.
Right.
So to me, that's different.
Just on its way.
Right. Perhaps. Just look at the picture.
All right.
All right. You do another story. You do another story because I'm going to KRock.com right now.
The next Green Day album may be produced by Butch Vig.
Oh, nice.
Apparently, he's working with Green Day in the studio right now. He, of course, is the he's the guy who produced Garbage. He also produced Nirvana.
Oh, all right.
And apparently Green Day is in the studio right now with Butch Vig. Very excited about that. I guess it's their first, it'll be their first new release under their own name since American Idiot in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
They did that Foxborough Hot Tub CD, but this is going to be the first one. And boy, I'll tell you, when that one came out, American Idiot, it was just great to bottom.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see what they're doing this time.
Kevin, one of the... one of your favorite books of all time is about to be made into a movie.
I know
it doesn't happen very often where the movie comes out and Kevin can say to us, yeah, I read the book. Doesn't happen very often. But The Men Who Stare at Goats, is that the name of it?
I knew it was the goat
Men
book.
Who Stare at Goats.
Men Who Stare at Goats, which is an Iraqi war comedy that's being produced and starred by George Clooney, I guess, is turning that book into a movie. What was, for those of us who did not read it, who don't read as much as you do, who don't always have our nose in a book, Kevin, what was that interestingly titled book about?
This author decided to track a story, and the story was that there was someone in the military who had figured out with ESP or brain power or some way, he could sit there and stare at a goat and will it to fall over dead. And so he heard this rumor, and people seemed to believe it a lot. And he followed the rumor up the chain in the military. And, of course, it was the whole wing of, what do you call it, psychological warfare.
Right.
You know, they test out different chemicals to see if they can get you to tell the truth. They see if they can read minds.
Turn gay.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Is that that?
Yes, yeah. They get you to turn gay. Anything that involves the mind. And this, the book starts out with, like, a two-star general standing up from his desk and walking into a wall. Because he had figured that if he just spread the cells of his body out enough, he should be able to walk right through it. It's absurd. I know it sounds ridiculous, but the number of people in the military that seem to believe that this existed, this person existed, and it's possible to learn, is frighteningly funny.
Wow.
It's crazy how far up the ladder.
Is it true?
Yes.
Was the book a comedy, too? Because it says here the movie is going to be a comedy.
It was. I don't think it was a comedy. It was more of a can you believe that people really believe this can be done? And he would talk to people, and they would say, yeah, oh, sure, yeah, that can be done.
Wow.
Well, George Clooney is talking about playing the man who stares at goats. Listen to this cast, though. Ewan McGregor is supposed to be in the movie. Kevin Spacey, Jeff Bridges. I mean, it just sounds amazing. But no word on when we'll see that, but it sounds like a lot of fodder there for a great movie. Speaking of movies, later on this morning in the 8 o'clock hour, we will have the Friday Movie Beat. It's going to be with special guest star Mr. Movie Phone is going to be joining us, and he's going to be reviewing Body of Lies, which is the new Ridley Scott movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Russell Crowe. Rock and Rolla, which comes out today, which is latest from Guy Ritchie, who has essentially made the same movie 5 times in a row. But if you like that kind of movie, you're probably in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got a great cast, too, including Gerard Butler, Ludacris, Jeremy Piven, Tandy Newton. They're all in that movie. The Express is also opening up today, which is about Ernie Davis, the first black football player to win the Heisman Trophy, based on a best-selling book. Quarantine is a horror thriller just in time for Halloween. So Mr. Movie Phone will have a review of all of those coming up for you in the 8 o'clock hour this morning here on K-Rock.
Leona Lewis.
Oh.
Does that name ring a bell?
Literally.
She's the winner of the American Idol in Britain.
Oh, okay.
And she's got a few hit songs here. I don't know what they are, but
Bleeding Through is her big number one, but it's a great album and she sold millions of copies of it. She's a beautiful young woman too.
The UK's Daily Mail reports that she is going to put a lot of money up for her beliefs. Apparently Harrods department store in London contacted Leona Lewis and said, "We will pay you $1 million to show up and help us with the opening of some event."
Wow.
$1 million. And she said, "Do you still sell fur?" And they said, "Yeah." And she said, "No, thanks."
Wow. That's impressive.
$1 million.
That's impressive.
Thank God Kim Cattrall was there. Had no problem with it.
Didn't Leona
paid a lot less and just did it.
Didn't Leona Lewis think about how much fur she could buy for $1 million?
I don't know a lot of people that would turn that down for $1 million. A lot of people would just try to like turn a blind eye, just say, "Well, right, I'm not interested in that." You know, but well, she said no.
You could be impressed, or you could think she's stupid. It's your choice. And finally, Kevin, here's another story that you're going to love. How would you like to own? I know you always say that you're not much into the movie props. How would you like to own one of the original Ecto-1 cars used in the Ghostbusters movies?
Lightning sent that to me. Is it on eBay?
It is for sale through Universal Studios. Oh. They have had it on display for the last 15 years at Universal Studios in Florida, and now they are selling it. It's a 1959 Cadillac, and it was from the original Ghostbuster movie. It says here, I don't know how the bidding works, if it's an eBay thing. This article says that scrounge up at least $45,000, which leads me to believe that maybe that's the opening price or something like that for it.
Can't do that, but
you're out.
But I would be so in, because I love that movie. It's my favorite movie
I
of all time.
That's what I thought. Yep. I mean, you know, we were just talking yesterday about how expensive some of these cars are, and I said the only way I can see paying crazy dough is if it was a car that was, you know, like this one in a movie that would be so cool to own, like owning a Batmobile or something like that. But, if you're a Ghostbusters fan, that's kind of the ultimate thing that you could ever have in your collection. But that's up for sale right now.
You today's spend celebrity 40 grand, 40 grand to start. That means probably there's going to be bidding, and then it's going to get up to, you know, 150,000.
Yeah.
Then you could go, yep, that's it. That's the automobile right there.
Mike, who is it you told us who owns the Dukes of Hazzard mobile?
Oh, no, it was the original Knight Rider, the original kit.
Knight Rider, that's right.
It was a Joey Fat one.
That's right.
I think it's Fatone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is, how about David Lee Roth, by the way, Van Halen. Once, present, future, lead singer of Van Halen. He is 53 years old today.
No.
What? Diamond Dave? Come on.
Got something in my throat, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's drilled half the women listening to this program right now.
Didn't enjoy it. That's all I'm saying.
Brett Favre, one of the all-time NFL greats for the New York Jets now, is 39 years old today. Bradley Whitford from The West Wing and Studio 60 turns 49. He's a terrific actor. Actress Bae Ling is 38. Ben Vereen is 62. And how about this, Psycho Mike? Pacific Blue, Saved by the Bell, Dancing with the Stars. I think he's on The Extra. Mario Lopez, celebrates his birthday.
There's no need to talk about anything else besides his portrayal of A.C. Slater.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Mario Lopez is 35, and that is the K-Rock Showbiz.
We've done the call-in topic of ways that your boss tried to motivate you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And we've heard about all those things that people make their employees do that generally don't work and are just a big, fat waste of time, just like we have to do here at K-Rock, in fact.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've told you about our new boss, Troy Coughlin, who pretty much just brings in music and is that fake motivational, the secret kind of BS. Yeah. He put up a sign that said, "Thoughts are things," that's now in the restroom and is getting a lot of signatures and different comments left there.
Good place for it.
Hey, you guys, how are you?
That's right.
It's the final countdown. Hi, guys. How are you doing? I think you're doing a super, super job.
Troy?
I heard you mention my name, and I wanted to come in and give my support to you.
Were you outside the door?
The world makes way for the man who knows where he is going, my friends, and that must be you guys. You got to know where you're going. You got to reach for the stars. Keep your feet firmly planted on the ground.
Okay.
And keep looking me straight in the eye and just giving me your all. 110%. That's what I'm looking for, fellas.
Okay. Troy, looking for is for you to leave right now because we're doing a radio show and you're not supposed to be in here.
Bean, let me tell you something. Crystallize your thoughts. Make a plan for achieving them and then a deadline. Then with supreme confidence, determination, and disregard, obstacles will just clear right out of your path and you can carry on your plan. I want you to know that. I want you to believe it.
What
I want you to know that goals are not only absolutely necessary to motivate us, they are essential to keep us alive. And that's what I want you guys to be, is alive.
We don't know what all those cliches mean.
Hit it, Steve!
this. Because you're simply
the best, fellas. I want you to know that.
All right, listen.
We don't need the Tina Turner song. We're fine. We're doing fine without you.
By goals that have deep meaning, by dreams that need completion, by pure love that needs expressing, then we truly live life. And that's what I want you guys to do. I want you to truly live life. I want you to feel like you're truly alive.
How do we
The radio station will be truly alive. The show will be truly alive. And our listeners, by example, won't help but be truly alive.
I don't know what any of that means. I feel alive, Troy.
You're not even close to being alive. Hit it, Steve.
Who's Steve?
That's right. It takes a mission and a person in combination to succeed. You got to set your goals high and don't stop till you get there. I want you to know to determine what you want in life, you have to make the most important decision in your life, and that is simply to do what is necessary in order to attain it. Okay. Are you guys ready to make that decision? Are you ready to make that kind of commitment?
I don't understand.
We're ready to kick your ass is what we're ready to do. Will you stop it with this already? You're killing
I gotta
us.
Tell you. Hit it, Steve. You're the best. And whoever wants to reach a distant goal must first take small steps. And that's what we're doing here today, folks. We're taking small steps towards that big vision, that city on a shining hill.
What does that mean to us?
Don't you want to go to the shining city on the hill?
I guess, but where is it?
Follow me. I'll take you there.
Where?
I'm going to take some small steps to the shining city.
You can't get to a shining city with little steps of this ridiculous cliche BS.
You can't help but see the shining city. It's so shiny, I got to wear sunglasses.
Here.
Future's so bright, got to wear shades. Hit it, Steve.
Listen.
This is the best day ever. It sure is, guys.
Is this SpongeBob again?
This is the beginning of the rest of your lives.
Right, we've heard that one too.
And I want this to be the day that you decide,
Troy,
that you don't have to be a fantastic hero to do things, to compete. No, you can just be an ordinary chap.
That's all kind of
If you're sufficiently motivated, you can reach any challenging goal that you set forth, guys.
All right, listen, we don't understand what you mean. Can you just talk like a normal human being? Can we have a regular conversation?
All right, absolutely.
Okay.
I feel that the most important step in any accomplishment is setting a specific goal.
All right.
This enables you to keep your mind focused on your goal. There's so many obstacles that arise, they won't even matter because you're striving to do your best. And that's what I want you guys to do. Strive to do your best.
All right, we're striving to do our best.
You go to the Shining City and we'll meet you there, okay?
Everybody, Shining City, follow me. Let's go.
I saw the debate last night, and I got to tell you, it was a little more entertaining than I thought it would be. Really fascinating, the presidential debate.
The debate was Tuesday night.
It was real. Yeah. No, last night. I saw it on last
night.
That
was
Saturday
Night Live.
Right. They did a Thursday night special because they're off this weekend, and the show is red hot right now. So that's why they gave them a half hour on NBC last night.
Okay, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but here's Tom Brokaw kicking things off.
Tonight's debate will follow a town hall format with questions submitted by the 80 undecided voters in our audience, as well as thousands more sent in via email. From this enormous list of penetrating, insightful, and provocative questions, I have chosen the 8 least interesting. For each question, the candidates will be allowed a 25-second response and, at my discretion, a 3-second follow-up.
Okay, so I thought, Tom's got things under control.
Yes, he does.
Wasn't there some hint to you, Kevin, that it wasn't really the debate when you could understand what that Tom Brokaw was saying?
Dude, I'm telling you, I didn't watch 2 nights ago. It was last night.
Okay, all right.
So they have somebody in the audience ask a question about the economy, and then Barack Obama attempts to answer.
Over the last few weeks, the financial crisis, which began with home foreclosures, has threatened to wreck the entire economy. As president, how would you deal with this?
First of all, Elizabeth, thank you for that question. There is no doubt that after 8 years of failed Republican policies which Senator McCain supported, this economy is in a shambles. But let me tell you and the American people one thing I absolutely promise.
Time's up.
I was like, dude, Brokaw's going to crack down.
I guess.
Finally, a debate I can watch. So then John McCain attempted to answer.
I'm not the most popular guy in my own party, just ask Senator Trent Lott. I took his car one time without asking and totaled it. Just drove it into a wall and walked away. I'm not going to win any popularity contests among Republicans, but Maria, when it comes to the economy, here's what I do. It's very simple.
Your time is up.
Oh. Wow. That is hardcore.
It really
well,
is.
But I was glad to see somebody crack down on him because it just seems like it's just they're standing side by side giving statements.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't want any rambling. That's why it's important to enforce the clock. I think Brokaw did the right thing.
Then this dude that looks, I swear to God, exactly like Bill Murray. I'm not kidding. Like his doppelganger. He's the exact. I thought, how did they get a guy that looked that much like him?
In the National League divisional playoffs, the Chicago Cubs faced the Los Angeles Dodgers. In game one, the Cubs lost 7-3. In game two, they lost 10-3. And in game three, 3-1. What, as president, would you do to guarantee this never happens again? Senators, in your answer, please be specific.
That's a fair question, William, but let's face it. The Cubs may very well be in the playoffs again, perhaps even next year. If so, they will lose again. And they're going to keep right on losing year after year after year. Because that is what the Cubs do.
Yeah, he didn't get an answer that was satisfactory.
that was actor Bill
and
Murray.
Then
it was Saturday Night Live.
Oh, and then they started, somebody asked a question about I believe it was about the Iraq war, and should their government, which seems to be flush with money, you know, have to give us a little of it?
Shouldn't the government of that country reimburse us the cost of the war?
My friends.
Okay, now they must have been running late. I don't know exactly what happened.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
And then Tom decided that he had to get to the last two questions.
We've almost no time left, and I'd like to get both our remaining questions in. So I'm going to ask David Kipp and Dalton Sheets to read them simultaneously.
Senator McCain. As a like teacher, yourself, I have a military veteran. I'm dealing with the Veterans Administration. It seems we're left to fend for ourselves.
As president, how would you address you this?
Senators, your simultaneous responses.
Let me say, teachers are too important for the future of this country to leave them in this outrageous situation. I'm president, that will change. Maverick.
I thought, wow, finally they're making these debates interesting. I was so happy to see it.
It was interesting, I admit that.
There's one more, right? There's one more debate?
Yes,
just one more.
I sure hope Tom Brokaw's there. He does good work. And then, I don't know if you've seen this Paris Hilton for president.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, what's this all about, by the way? Why she's starting to appear too frequently on my internet and on my television with Paris. What's going on?
She is in a kitchen. She's talking to Martin Sheen of The West Wing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Former president of the United States.
Right, on TV.
No, he was really the former president. He's the best president this country ever had, Kevin. How dare you?
He actually was just an actor.
You know, between the two of you, we can figure out what is real.
My fellow Americans, as you know, I'm running for president, and I've sought out the advice of an expert.
I don't usually go to this kind of party.
It's actually a pre-party for the party I'm throwing for the after-party.
I don't know what that means.
Sorry to drag you into the kitchen, but I need a quiet place to seek the advice of one of our greatest fake presidents.
During my fake presidency, the kitchen was always my favorite spot to solve the great fake issues of our time.
Nowadays, sound bites, not sound policy, determine our country's course. I plan to bring a fake balance approach to these real problems. For example, FOPO.
What is FOPO?
Foreign policy, silly.
Of course, BF. I should have known that one. What about the economy?
Well, this is the biggest depression since The Notebook. Mm-hmm. How about helping the people who are losing their homes? Maybe lower the inflated interest rates so that it is not impossible for them to pay their mortgage? I know it's not as much money for the banks, but it's better than no money at all. Just ask MC Hammer.
Okay, I will. You know, kid, I gotta tell you, if I were you, I wouldn't worry about a thing. You're gonna make a great fake president.
Thanks.
Hey, guys, you're missing it. They're playing Rock Lobster. You know, B-50. Yeah, what are you doing here?
It's Charlie.
Well, I'm giving some fake advice to the next fake president. Oh, I'll make sure to fake vote for you.
Oh, that's my boy.
Loves it.
All right, I'm gonna go get in the hot tub.
Well, there you go. That's on Funny or Die.
So we're voting for Paris Hilton on November 4th?
I believe that's our conclusion. Yeah.
Mr. Movie Phone will be here with the Movie Beat coming up next hour on the Kevin Bean Show because it is Friday. Speaking of Friday, Andrew Siciliano on the phone talking about the NFL this weekend. Andrew, I'm sorry your boyfriend Ralph Garman is not here today, but how are you?
No, where'd he go? I'm not coming on. Where'd he go?
He's on vacation.
He's on vacation.
Yeah.
Hey, is it this Monday night you're going back to Cleveland for the Monday night game against the Giants?
Yeah, because
who wouldn't want to fly a red eye after working all day to fly to Cleveland to see a one-win team take on the undefeated Super Bowl champion football Giants?
That doesn't really.
Who wouldn't want to put themselves through that and then Tuesday morning get on a 740 and come right back?
Have you thought perhaps that's not the best plan?
Masochism.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I get to see grandma, so that's all that matters, right?
Look, if you're going to go to one, I don't know how many games you get to go to as a Browns fan, but if you're going to go see Cleveland, go now in October rather than in December, though. At least you're making that decision.
You know what? Because I work Sunday, I can't go Sunday, so that leaves me with Thursday night games or Monday games.
Excellent.
True.
And why not go early before the first snow? Although my luck, it'll probably be snowing tomorrow.
All right, we're going to take a look at some games. A couple of games we've picked out to discuss with you this weekend. Of course, Andrew Siciliano, our friend, is with the Red Zone DirecTV channel. You should get that. If you don't, you are lame. Since we talked about the Giants, they can't possibly be as good as they looked last week against the Seahawks. It's just that Seattle is possibly the worst team going right now. Right, Andrew?
Now, is that a personal opinion because they're in your backyard and you love them and yet you hate them at the same time?
No, I like them very. I mean, I really like them and I root for them, but they could not have looked any worse against the Giants, and I couldn't tell how much was our ineffectiveness and how much was how good the Giants have become.
Yeah, they're awful. As for the Giants, however, they have somehow, and I don't know how it's happened because it's one of those great mysteries that no one's figured out, like I don't know, Easter Island or something like that, how the Giants lose Michael Strahan, O.C. Manure, yet they get better.
Yeah,
and 2 years ago, they lost Tiki Barber, too, at that. They have somehow found a way to get better, and the answer goes to Eli. As much as we like to rip him and make jokes about
well,
him.
Well, he is a mouth breather.
Yeah, talk about his goofy faces and, uh-huh. and his odd answers and his large nose and his awkward haircut. He's actually better than he has ever been, and you can make the argument that he's the best in the business right now.
Wow.
You know what's even weirder is that Peyton right now, I know it's not all his fault. He's been injured, and the team around him is injured as well and not that good. But Peyton, if you go down the list of quarterbacks, is ranked 20th when it comes to quarterback rating right now.
No
so
kidding.
Marcus Russell of the Raiders and Matt Cassel from SC and the guy filling in for Tom Brady right now are rated higher than Peyton Manning.
Really?
Are you kidding?
No, I kid you not.
Speaking of Jabarcus, what about Oakland at New Orleans?
You know what? The Raiders, the last 2 weeks, regardless of what Death has done and when Death fired Lane Kiffin, do you know that they've actually played two really close games against good teams? I think they make it interesting. The fact that the Saints are coming off a bye, not a bye, I'm sorry, a short week and a Monday night, and they gave everything they had and still somehow found a way to lose that game. I think the Saints win, but I think it's a little bit interesting.
Do they battle over who is going to give it to the other team? I mean, do they try to lose? Is it who could lose the worst?
Well, remember they have a new coach.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
They have a new coach, and there's always that new coach factor where you assume they're going to come out and play hard. Sometimes the Raiders take everything you thought you knew and threw it out the window and do it backwards.
How can a new coach, though, come into an existing system that's as complex as the NFL?
Have you seen the new coach?
No.
He kind of screams and yells, and he's kind of a gym teacher from a bad cartoon kind of thing.
He's kind of a Raider guy then.
Yeah, he screams and yells, and he's got a weird haircut. He's a big dude, and he probably curses a lot. And that means he'll probably be hated after a quarter in the revolt. I don't know,
and probably be fired by Death by this time next week. You know, as loath as I am to ever say anything positive about the Raiders, because this has been, and I hate the Raiders with everything in my body. They do generally play about 2.5 quarters of really good football every week this season, which is a real improvement over previous seasons.
Remember, they had the Chargers beaten a couple of weeks
yes.
ago, and then the Chargers scored, 25 points in the fourth quarter or something like
yes.
that? They had the Bills beaten on the road in Buffalo, and then Buffalo put two drives in 8 minutes together, and they lost there. So that's kind of my point. And the Saints, as I said, had that short week. The Saints are injured. There's no Jeremy Shockey. There's no Marcus Colston. David Patton might be back, but not yet. Their offense is just decimated, which actually goes to their credit, how they were somehow with all those guys out able to do anything on Monday. But then when you look at it again, all it was Reggie Bush running kicks back. He had two. He should have had three.
Yeah.
This is Andrew Siciliano on the phone from the Red Zone on DirecTV. We're talking about this weekend's NFL game. Let's talk a police blotter for just a moment. I didn't really follow the details of Pac-Man's latest trouble with the law, but what went down in Dallas this week?
I'll try to put it in layman's terms. Let's say
it's the best.
you're a tard, and we hire you knowing that you are, so we hire a babysitter to carry you around all day.
A 400-pound babysitter?
Okay. Probably a big dude, probably an off-duty cop or a bouncer or something like that. Right. And let's say that you've had a little too much to drink because you go to a Max Payne movie premiere, which I'm guessing you'd never go to anyway. And then you and your babysitter hired by the team get in a little argument. Probably the babysitter thought you drank too much, or you wanted to go home and the babysitter didn't want you to go home, or sure, vice versa. So you and the babysitter get into a fight in the lobby bathroom of a downtown hotel, and in the process of you two throwing bows, the mirror breaks, the police are called, you rip your shirt off, but then your plastic surgery-laden, Skeletor-like owner, the next day, or boss, pick one, decides to go on TV and say nothing really happened at all, and we're going to let him play, or you do your radio show the next day, most notably because either Ralph is out, or in this case, Terrence Newman is hurt, Roy Williams is hurt, they're on the road in Arizona, and they're facing Kurt Warner in a really good offense, and there's no way they could win the game without him.
That's awesome.
Because
so
let him play.
He was kicked out of the league. He was kicked out of the league for a full year, right?
Right. Right now, the Cowboys have said they're not going to do anything. And we're talking about Pac-Man Jones, by the way.
They'll probably give him a bonus.
They might give him a bonus. The Cowboys say they're not going to do anything, but the league still may do something. I doubt if the league does anything, it would be before Sunday to show up the Cowboys. But I honestly think that if Terrence Newman and Roy Williams weren't hurt and they weren't in Arizona, that they wouldn't actually let him play. But if you notice last week, he stunk last week.
Really?
Oh, the Bengals made him look bad.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you can't be that way off the field and not bring it on the field. By the way, when he was with Tennessee, do I remember this correctly? He was arrested like 10 times or something. He was a Titan, right? I mean, it was crazy.
I think the exact description is there were 10 police incidents. I don't know if all of them were arrests, but there were, I think it got to 10, if you include the thing in Vegas where a guy got paralyzed, unfortunately. Right. He was never accused of shooting anyone, but he was there throwing money in the air, making it rain at a nudie bar, and then all of a sudden the shots rang out. There was even an incident where a drug dealer's car was put up at auction in Tennessee,
right,
and it turns out the car was really his.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like it had Pac-Man embroidered on the headrest.
Awesome.
Seriously, it had Pac-Man
walk-a-walk-a-walk
on the headrest.
That's awesome. You do pick the Cowboys to beat Arizona, though, right?
I do, but 5.5, I'm not gambling. That's really, really, really pricey.
All right. Any other games you're particularly excited about or think have some potential to be great?
That was the one I was going to say.
That was the one. Okay.
Niners. You have to look at that one as well because I don't think Westbrook's going to play. They moved Dan Klecko, who's a defensive guy, to fullback yesterday, which means I'm guessing he's not going to play. Green Bay and Seattle is interesting because they are both desperate. Desperate, desperate. And the Baltimore Indy game is good because somehow the Colts are favored. I know they're at home, but Baltimore will get after Peyton, and he will be running for his life.
What about New England, San Diego?
New England, San Diego, another one where I can't figure out why the home team is favored by 5. The Patriots should be favored in that game. They're going to go in there and win that game. San Diego is so banged up. They may be down to 2 wide receivers. Chris Chambers, I'm guessing, isn't going to play.
Not that we would ever partake in this. But
No.
If people had a suicide poll, what a couple of picks?
The Cowboys somehow rallied and saved them last week. I would take Minnesota. I like the Vikings at home. I don't think there's any way they can lose that game. Detroit is coming off a bye. They looked awful, and they might actually start their backup quarterback. John Kitna hasn't practiced all week. If Dan Orlovsky plays, they might get shut out again. And I would take the Jets, oddly enough. I know they're only a 3-point favorite at home, but there's another case where a quarterback might not play. If Carson Palmer can't play, they can't win either.
All right.
If you are a fan of an out-of-town team, and I guess if you like any NFL club and you live in L.A., you must be, you can enter to be the world's best displaced fan through DirecTV.com and end up going to the Super Bowl, courtesy of that fine network. Red Zone DirecTV channel, of course, is available. You can call 888-777-2454 or go to DirecTV.com. Andrew, go get some coffee, man. Thanks for coming on with us.
Can you tell I need it?
I don't know if you've heard about the fantastic new deal at In-N-Out, but we'll tell you about that just after the top of the hour.
All right.
And we got movie date coming up.
They pay you to eat their food. It's really unbelievable what they got coming up.
How low their prices are.
First, though, 7:57 Friday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is on vacation. We're keeping you up to date with the showbiz beat, and we're very excited to announce, although this is not official, this is not coming from Dr. Drew himself, but Celebrity Rehab, as you know, is coming back to VH1 this month.
Right. Mm-hmm.
PerezHilton.com is reporting that this is the list of stars who are hoping to get clean and sober on that show. And boy, what a show it is, too.
Yep.
How about former Whitesnake video vixen Tawny Kitaen? How about her being on the show?
Oh, she's always a good mixer.
She's a little crazy.
Yes, she is.
She is a little crazy. Sean Stewart, who, to my knowledge, is only famous because his dad is Rod Stewart. He's one of those Hollywood party boys, right, Mike? Sean Stewart?
Dick, too.
Yeah. Steven Adler from Guns N' Roses, a guy who had so many substance abuse problems that he got kicked out of Guns N' Roses. And I think you know how difficult that must be to do.
That takes some real drug use there.
No kidding.
And he did not get clean as a result of being kicked out. He is still a very, very troubled man. And Dr. Drew will try to save his life on Celebrity Rehab. Former American Idol contestant Nikki McKibben, who's not hard on the eyes, is going to be one of the contestants this time around. Here's an odd choice, but a guy we know has battled substance problems over the years, and that's Rodney King is going to be on this edition.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Should be interesting.
Seems like about half the times he got arrested involved him being behind the wheel of a car and being just totally high or drunk or something like that and driving crazy. Jeff Conaway is going to be returning. He, of course, was the big breakout star of the debut season of the show.
I don't think returning stars are good, though, is it, for this particular instance?
Not so much.
Yeah, this is not the one that you want the call to get that you're back on.
No.
That's for sure.
The sequel's happening. I got to be a part of it.
I'm very excited that Gary Busey is going to be appearing as a mentor to the patients, because even though he apparently is clean and sober and has been for many years, he's still crazy. So that sounds like Dr. Drew's going to have his hands full.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Dr. Drew the day that that show premieres. I think it's the 23rd, did you say?
23rd is right. You know, it's so funny. We joke all the time about how Dr. Drew is on every TV show. And if you watch the news a lot, for some reason, Dr. Drew always shows up as being the guest expert. There was some show on MTV that I'd never heard of the other night called something like Mom and Dad Talk About Sex or something. I don't even, it had some dumb title. So right. I said, I wonder what this is. And I turned it on and Dr. Drew was hosting it. And
oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
How many shows does this guy have?
Yeah, 700 is the answer. But he's good at all of them.
I don't know.
That's
what's amazing.
I don't know how
he's
balances that
twins.
With his personal life and everything. He has triplets. He's made a pact with the devil. Yeah. That's the only thing I think
Lisa's suggesting he must have a twin somewhere that's doing half the work.
Right. I gotcha.
Because he seems to be everywhere all at once.
I don't want to tell you how to feel or what to think, but you might want to go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page.
Why would we do that?
Look at the cover of W Magazine with Angelina Jolie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
They're breastfeeding pictures taken by Brad, but she's not breastfeeding.
Nice melons.
In the cover.
Mm-hmm.
You just see her boob, and then a tiny little hand is reaching up. And that little hand has no idea that it's never going to feel anything that good again as long as it lives. I'm just saying, check it out.
Okay.
Just say, look at it.
Is that a wee bit creepy that you're sexualizing breastfeeding?
Well, this is not breastfeeding specifically on the cover.
It's baby sex.
This is just the baby making sure it's still there.
You know, it's funny because there's been a debate in lots of businesses through lots of parts of the country with people who say women shouldn't breastfeed in public because it's sexy. You know what I mean? Because it's public indecency or exposure or something like that. But I'm all for it. I think it's all right. You know, New Kids on the Block is back together.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
They released an album. They are apparently doing very well on the road. They're selling a lot of tickets from people who were fans and are now going to see them. And that means interviews with the kids, including Donnie Wahlberg, who talks about how glad he is that his brother Mark Wahlberg is doing so well, managed his successful film career. He said, Mark Wahlberg had a lot of trouble with the law back in the early days. And he said, I'd much rather visit my brother in a 25,000 square foot mansion than a 12 square foot prison cell any day of the week.
Yeah.
The only reason I do this story is because I remember at the time when Mark Wahlberg turned down the opportunity to be in New Kids on the Block.
Yep.
And then New Kids on the Block went on to become the biggest band in the world for about 2 years. And everybody was like, Dude, what a mistake that guy made. What a loser that dude
and he
is.
Was in, wasn't he Marky Mark Marky and the Mark. Funky Bunch yeah. or whatever
yes.
the hell that was?
Yep.
He sure was. He sure the hell was. He wow. was the Good Vibrations guy, right? And I remember at the time people thought, wow, did he, like, that? Where did that ship sail and he should have been on it? Now, though, it's so funny. All these years later, Mark Wahlberg, incredibly talented, incredibly successful, well-respected actor, really, really doing great. And you feel bad for Donnie Wahlberg for having to be back in New Kids
yeah,
on the Block.
No kidding.
It's interesting what a few years will do, but I guess they're both at peace with the decisions they made.
Shia LaBeouf is talking about how he's doing a lot of hit movies, but he can't find the time to enjoy his new fortune. He's got a lot of money, but he doesn't have any time to spend it.
Yeah.
He tells AbsoluteNow.com that his biggest splurge was buying tickets to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Shia LaBeouf!
Well, that's not hard to do. You can get them for like $8. I mean, how much money do you need?
I think it sounds like he was saying that was his first splurge, like he got season tickets or something.
Yeah.
Right.
And he also got a heated toilet seat, which he says is just amazing. Heated toilet seat.
Well, good for him.
By the way, Bean, I don't think he's sitting in the Vato Pavilion. I'm pretty sure he's like, you know, splurging for like behind the home plate seats.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably is doing all right.
What time's the game today?
1:30 the afternoon, yeah.
Game two. All right.
But in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And finally, you don't know this name, but you certainly will. Apparently, I don't even know this name. Gemma Arterton is the name.
Uh-uh.
Gemma Arterton. She is a British model and actress who is the latest Bond girl. And
oh!
I have seen some stills of her from the upcoming Quantum of Solace Bond movie.
Yeah. As have I, yeah.
And it looks amazing. There's one scene where they kind of pay homage to the famous scene in Goldfinger where the girl is killed by being painted with gold paint and then dumped on Bond's bed. They do that in this movie with oil. And it's just so creepy how they kill her that way.
Giant size cans.
Yes, there is that. So she's starting to do some interviews ahead of the Quantum of Solace comes out, and she tells the world, and this just turns me on like nobody's business, she was born with 6 fingers on each hand.
What?
You know I love what? Chicks with extra body parts. You know I love
she's
that.
She's a medical oddity?
She was born with 6 fingers on each hand, but as I read further and get increasingly depressed, she had the extra ones removed as a baby.
Why?
So.
But you
I know.
Can still kind of tell.
Oh, she yeah, has a tail on
bit.
Each hand?
A little. There's like a bony little something.
Yeah. I got to see that.
Why not just keep the extra finger? You can use
I
it.
I would.
Who knows?
In a jar?
No, keep it on your hand. I mean, there's never going to come an occasion where you're going to have too many fingers.
Right.
You may be able to use that extra finger for
Unless
something.
Unless you need to wear gloves or something. But other than that,
well, there is that,
could
I
come
guess.
In handy.
These are like the hottest tits I've ever seen.
That is true.
Whoa. Check them out.
She does have those, too.
Whoa! I knew she had a hot rack.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure does.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Those are so hot. Oh.
Okay. All right.
Let's focus someplace else besides the nubs.
Extra fingers, too. I want to be born with a tail. I think it's too late for me, but wow, that'd be the best.
A little late.
All right. Today's celebrity birthdays, Bradley Whitford, one of the stars of my favorite TV show of all time, The West Wing. And, of course, he was most recently on the Studio 60 show. He turns 49 years old today. Actress Bai Ling. Is 38, and she's, I only bring her up because if you read the tabloid sites and the TMZs and the Perez and stuff like that, she has a nip slip.
Hey!
About once a week on the red carpet. She cannot keep her boobs in her outfit.
What are you going to do?
Very small boobs.
Yes.
And then
well,
she
then
wears
how hard are they
the
to cover
that
up?
Are cut down to her belly button.
Oh, I
so
see.
So there's nothing for them to hang on to.
I see.
She's
yeah, they're
legendary butterface. Because
really?
Her bod is rocking, but then
absolutely.
You get to that grill, you're like, oh, God.
Maybe that's why she lets the nip slip.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's,
you know?
You never look up.
Right.
Remember she
up.
Was on Lost, one of the Jack flashback episodes a couple of years ago,
yeah.
too. She looked fantastic on that, too. Also, David Lee Roth turns 53 years old today. Shout out to Pasadena, Kevin. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the reason we celebrate today is the great Mario Lopez, ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen,
yeah.
from Saved by the Bell. Mario Lopez.
Slater.
Mike's personal hero is 35 today, and that's the K-Rock Show Biz Beat.
What I'm talking about.
In and out, that one hamburger, that one hamburger, that one hamburger, all of those.
Got an email, very excited. Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock, 812, In and Out is celebrating their 60th anniversary
mm-hmm.
on Wednesday, October 22nd. And I don't know if you guys have seen this, but all hamburgers will be sold for 25 cents, cheeseburgers 30 cents, fries 15 cents, drinks 10 cents. How crazy is that?
That is stunning.
I can't wait.
Well, you only have a 60th anniversary one time. I guess you got to blow it out. And that's awesome that they're doing it, is what I have to say about that. But then Miss Cleo comes in yesterday, who answers phones here at K-Rock, and she's raining on our parade saying, guys, it's not true. And we says to her, we says,
it's not the 23rd?
Yeah, no, it's not the date. 22nd. She says there's no giveaway, there's no anniversary promotion, it's not true. Apparently her brother works for In-N-Out, and the rumor and the emails have and the misinformation has been flying all over the world, and it's causing them living hell because apparently it's not going on at all. It was just something that somebody made up, and we said, no, that's wrong. So she said she'd get her brother on the phone for us, and I guess we got him.
Yes, we do. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure. You're customer service representative for In-N-Out.
That's right.
What's the story here, dude? Where did this email come from?
Oh, I have no idea, man. I wish we knew, but it sounds like someone just started a rumor, started spreading it through text messages and emails, and it got out.
Is it the wrong date?
It's not the wrong date. We're actually having our 60th anniversary on the 22nd of October.
Perfect. Good.
Okay, what are you doing for that?
25-cent burgers?
Unfortunately, that's just a false rumor. Oh. It's not true about the prices, but...
Well, what are you doing for the anniversary?
Are they free, then?
What's that?
I asked if they were free. Lisa asked, what are you doing for the anniversary?
Well, we are having a closed party for our associates, but all the stores are going to have normal operations. And,
oh, I see.
It's going to be a nice celebration for everyone having fun.
That doesn't sound like a nice celebration.
Why would somebody – I've never seen this before where somebody just starts a rumor about a sale that someone's having and then – the company has to scramble to let people know it's not true. I've never seen that happen before.
I know. I was shocked, too. I really didn't expect it to get out of control. But, hey, isn't it awesome that we can create buzz and have fun in the company and you know, our customers
well,
give us a call?
It would be awesome if, in fact, you were selling 25-cent hamburgers. That would be awesome.
Hey, you know what? We're still going to serve that great quality, so you can come on down at any time.
I'm sure
it'll be good.
I'm sure that you had the conversation or someone had the conversation in the chain, why don't we just do it?
Yeah, you know, I actually personally have seen the operations in the warehouse and whatnot, and it is a product that we pride ourselves on serving, and sometimes we want to make sure that it's the best quality, but also at a price that we can afford to provide that quality, so.
But Amir, 60 years your customers have been coming in there. Would it kill you to give them a break for one day?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, really. The people want it, Amir, is what we're saying.
I know. You know, it was actually great. I got to talk to a customer the other day who says he remembers going to our first store in Baldwin Park. And
see?
He's around now for our 60th anniversary. So how cool is that?
It's very cool. And you said, come on over on the 22nd. We got 25-cent burgers. Right?
What do you bet, like, Burger King or someone started this? This rumor to make
do you think it could be another restaurant chain?
Yeah, Burger Wars.
Who knows? It could be. It could be anyone, you know?
I'm going to start one that Nike are on sale. I'd like to start that one. I didn't know you could just call for a sale and it has to happen.
Yeah, who knew that it was that easy?
Amir, how widespread and pervasive has this rumor been? Is this something that's going on all over? I mean, everywhere that there's In-N-Out Burger, they're having to deal with this at the stores and on the phones?
Well, we definitely have gotten calls from customers in all our areas. But you know what? I'm more than happy to talk to all of our customers, see how loyal they are, and they're so excited regardless of rumors. So.
Stop it.
Come on. Look, you don't have to sell us on In-N-Out. We already know it's great, and we already love it. We just wanted to have you on to applaud you and thank you for giving food away for free next Wednesday at all locations.
So nice of you.
Don't get carried away.
So you're saying 25 cents is not true?
No, it's not true.
It's free.
It's not free.
It's
they
not
pay
free
you
either.
To eat
you're going
to
pay us.
You guys are too much.
How does it work? I'm confused.
So for every cheeseburger I eat, you give me a dollar. That's the promotion. I have it straight now from the In-N-Out Burger customer service representative, right?
Customer service rep has told you it's a false rumor.
Okay, so let me just clarify.
Yes, recap for us, Kevin.
You're telling me that you're selling hamburgers for 25 cents.
Cheeseburgers for 30.
It is false.
So what you're telling me is In-N-Out is celebrating their 60th anniversary.
Yes.
By doing
really normal operations.
Really nothing.
Normal operations.
And they're not really going to celebrate much at all.
You guys know how to party.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you give your wife a better anniversary present, by the way.
I'd be in trouble if I was married this early.
I got a question for you, Amir, because Kevin always mocks me because this is Bean speaking, and I'm the guy who always sits down to write the strongly worded letters. He doesn't understand why I do it or how I have the time to do it. But when I heard about In-N-Out and the phenomenal promotion you're doing with the free food on Wednesday the 22nd, I sat down and fired off a letter to customer service in In-N-Out because I wanted to find out what the deal was.
How rarely does the customer service department receive emails from customers? Am I a freak or do lots of people write to you?
No, we do get a lot of customers, you know, emailing in, and it's all for all sorts of different things. Not necessarily, it could be questions about anything, about where the closest stores are.
How would you describe most of the people who email you, though? I mean, would you say loser would be accurate?
I would say inquisitive because they want to know something. That's their question.
So you're saying if you register to vote by the 22nd of October, free food.
Hey, get out there and vote, everyone. Let's pull together.
Excellent. So if I call the customer service number, you'll deliver as many hamburgers as I want to my house for free.
How about this? I'll take you and Bean out, and we'll go get some burgers. It's on me.
Do you have to? Are you going to pay 25 cents for a burger?
I'll pay full price because it's worth that.
So you're saying your fries cure AIDS. Is that what I'm hearing correctly?
Oh, my God. You guys are hilarious.
No? Okay. All right.
All right. Last question for you, Amir. And we appreciate you clearing up the rumor on this. Seriously, your sister, Miss Cleo, who's been working for the Kevin and Bean Show now for a couple of years, she hates it, doesn't she? Does she come? When she talks to you, does she say, seriously, Amir, you can't believe what dicks those guys are to me?
It is unbelievable how much she loves her job. I don't know how she gets up that early.
You are a paid liar.
Yeah, you really are. Does she tell you that we try every single day to get her to take her top off? Does she ever tell you that part?
Oh, my God. Hey, she's crazy.
Yeah, that's not true, by the way. She begs us to look, and we say, no, no.
Good job, Sarah. Keep them under your shirt.
All right, Amir, In-N-Out customer service representative, you have heard the truth. All the free food you can get in your car coming up on Wednesday, October 22nd at all In-N-Out locations.
He's denying that, Bean. He's saying that's not true.
Thanks for clearing it up, Amir. Hey, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show. You guys are awesome. Keep up the good work.
I knew that I was going to hell from doing this show. I knew that Kevin's right there with me, Lisa, Mike. We're all going to hell. But I didn't know until this past Sunday night watching The Family Guy that our friend Mr. Movie Phone, Russ Leatherman, also going to hell.
After we eat, we can watch that YouTube footage of Miley Matlin calling Movie Phone.
Please say the name of the movie you'd like to see now.
The Nast Mimti.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Please say the name of the movie you'd like to see now.
The Nast Mimti.
You have selected 300. If this is the movie you'd like to see, say yes now.
No.
You have confirmed 300.
Mr. Movie Phone, come on.
You know, there is no greater joy than making fun of the deaf people.
Oh, that's the best, because they can't hear you.
Because they can't hear you, know?
Exactly right.
Always great to catch up with you, Russ. Very happy to have you back on in Ralph's absence. Full slate of new movies. You know, we've been very excited the last few weeks. Every week now, there's something that comes out that's worth thinking of going to see, which was not the case for many months of this year.
Yeah, so true. Lots of movies in theaters this weekend.
By the way, let me interrupt for 1 second. Ralph does not see the movies, and then he reviews them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We go a different way. We have Mr. Movie Phone, who pretty much sees all of them, and then he talks about them.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to do it. A little change.
Yeah, that's so weird. It's funny.
It is.
But, you know, I do try to see the movies, and frankly, I've seen a few too many of them recently. But let's focus on the ones that I think your listeners most specifically interested in. Like Bean, you said, I think one of the most anticipated movies of the fall movie season got to be Leo DiCaprio in Body of Lies.
That looks
absolutely
good.
Yeah.
It is. I've been excited for this one, been talking about it for a long time. It's a terror thriller. DiCaprio plays a CIA operative. He's on the ground in the Middle East trying to track down a major terrorist leader. If you got a clip, let's go ahead and roll that.
Want to go and get a hot dog?
How do you expect me to operate, huh, Ed? What are you keeping all the cards to your chest?
What about an ice cream?
All Honey wanted was patience, Ed. I thought Honey wanted to kill me.
Oh, don't exaggerate. Honey don't want to kill you. He likes you. He likes you a lot. And who is he going to get over there better for him than you? Nobody. So don't worry about it. You're going to be back in Jordan before you know it. You know, 10 years ago, I could have beat the crap out of you.
Taking a shot when you had the chance,
maybe,
right?
Yeah, I should have.
Is this a movie, Mr. Movie Phone, where we don't know who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, who to trust, who's double-crossing what?
Yep, that's it. And you heard Russell Crowe there. He's all fat, and he's the guy in Washington running the mission from his cozy office and his kids' soccer games. You know, it's one of those movies where the question is, will they bring down the terrorists? You know, will DiCaprio's character make it out alive? Here's the thing with this movie. This kind of movie is right in director Ridley Scott's strike zone.
Right.
You know, you think about the movies he's made, American Gangster, Gladiator, Black Hawk Down.
He knows how to make these sorts of movies, and he knows how to make them well. DiCaprio and Crowe are excellent. The movie's executed well on almost every level. I think the only thing that might hold the box office down a little bit is, are moviegoers in the mood for another Middle East terror thriller?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Right, it's sort of bad times, and as we watch the economy collapse, why not go see a movie about war?
It's bad. It's bad times, but it's also it's really, most of these movies kind of have a take. They kind of get preachy. Does this do that?
It doesn't until the very end of the movie, and I don't want to give anything away, but we could have done without the last 60 seconds of the movie. But as far as these kinds of movies go, the effects are amazing.
Awesome.
As the choppers are sort of roaring down on you, and there's a scene in the movie that's just grisly as hell where DiCaprio's getting tortured. It's got all that good stuff you're looking for.
I'm in.
There you go.
That's my kind of movie.
It's hard to beat two actors that great, both working at the top of their game. Up next, you've got what, Rock and Roller?
Yeah, let's talk about another movie you guys have probably heard about. It's called Rock and Roller. It's Guy Ritchie, Mr. Madonna. He's kind of returning to what he knows best in this campy British crime caper. Let's take a listen.
I've got some work, but you might be interested.
Go on.
There are two accountants taking out 7 million euros from a bank I know, and it won't be protected. 20% for me is normal. The details are in here.
Anything else?
Yeah, I don't want this coming back to me, so you could give them a black eye. Might help.
Very well, Mrs. Baxter. A black eye is, then.
Okay, here's what I just discovered.
Yeah.
Watching the movie and understanding what they're saying is hard enough.
Yeah.
Listening to the clip on the radio.
Yes.
Not so good.
Always strong, right?
Not so good. But, this is one of those, like I said, British crime capers where, the dumbest criminals have names like Mumbles and Mr. 1-2 and Handsome Bob. you sort of know what you're getting here. Now, it also stars Gerard Butler.
Mm-hmm.
You know him from 300. And what else do we know him for? Punching the paparazzi in the throat.
Sure, there's that.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He is the guy that took the guy out a couple days ago. You got Tom Wilkinson. He's a great actor.
Sure.
He's in the movie. Tandy Newton, love her. She's lovely. Here's the thing. Richie's gone back to what he knows how to do, this kind of quirky, noirish, bloody style. The first hour is super slow, but once the action kicks in, story gets cooking. Kind of reminds you of his better movies from yesteryear, like Snatch, Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels, those kinds of movies.
He's got a great style.
He really does, and better he revisits that style.
I agree.
Than making Swept Away 2.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. All right, how about the Halloween season is almost here. You can just count on there being a scary movie every weekend, and this weekend it's called Quarantine.
Quarantine, that's right. You got an L.A. news crew kind of becomes part of this terrifying story. You got Jennifer Carpenter from, you might know her from The Exorcism of Emily Rose or Dexter.
Sure.
Do you watch Dexter?
Love Dexter. Yeah.
I love Dexter, too. Is it just me, or does the supporting cast just completely suck in that TV show? But I watch it. I continue to watch it.
I don't know. I don't think they suck.
Well, maybe.
But then I don't have taste, so you got to account for that.
All right. Well, back to the point. So this movie's called Quarantine. She plays a reporter. She's going to spend the night with an L.A. fire station, going to sort of get inside their business there. They travel with a rescue crew to a routine call at a small apartment building where they find a woman infected with a nasty unknown virus.
Yes.
Let's listen in on that.
Get out of here.
I'm not moving. I'm done. I'm not
moving. We wait here.
Listen,
there might be a way out. There is a drain cover in the basement that joins up with the sewers.
Come on.
Okay.
Seriously,
who hasn't run across a woman in an apartment building infected with a nasty unknown virus?
That happens.
We've all come across it at one point or another.
Sure.
You get a lot of the screaming, a lot of the yelling, a lot of the terror. Here's the problem with this movie. No advanced screening for critics.
Uh-oh. That's usually a bad sign. Not always, but usually.
Almost oh, as it means the movie completely blows, you know, except the rare occasion. So my guess is that this movie blows. If they're not going to show it to me, I'm not going to promote it. We're out.
Okay.
Yeah, but horror movies do well.
Yes, they do.
They sure do, yeah.
In
so
spite of that.
Is it going to be, for the families and for the kids, is it Beverly Hills Chihuahua again this weekend, then, Mr. Movie Fan?
Well, you know what? People are looking for something to do with the kids, and that movie was number one. It is escapist entertainment. There's another movie in theaters called City of Ember, sort of a family movie about these two kids trying to solve an ancient mystery to save their underground city from going dark because their generator's going to stop working.
Yeah, that happens.
That can happen, too. You got Bill Murray, Tim Robbins, Martin Landau. Got to tell you, not a great movie, but again, if you're looking for something to do with the family, probably better than seeing the Chihuahua movie second. And then I heard an ad while I was on listening for you guys for a movie called The Express.
Yes.
Now, this is a big screen story. The first black Heisman Trophy winner, Ernie Davis, stars Rob Brown, Dennis Quaid. This is, you know, this is one of those cases where the ad that they were playing wasn't completely exaggerated. I like Dennis Quaid. I liked him in The Rookie. The sports movies are either really good or really bad, but
yeah.
I think in general.
Yeah.
This one's really good.
Excellent.
It really is. So I'm in on that one. You can go check that one out. But you know, my guess is if you want to go see a quality movie, and you haven't gotten enough terror in the Middle East,
sure.
You got to go see Body of Lies.
And if you have kids, quarantine.
All right, there we go. All right, Russ Leatherman is of course Mr. Movie Phone, moviephone.com. Always great to catch up with you. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. Have a terrific weekend.
My pleasure. And make fun of the deaf every chance you get. Okay,
okay. Will do. Thank you. How many songs are from a 10-4?
I don't know, but
not
I missed
enough.
The riots.
Not enough.
You missed the riots?
You
missed the riots?
Oh,
were,
yeah.
Those were good. Remember when we got that new TV?
Oh, it's great.
I think, I think L.A. need to have another motherfucking riot so people wake the fuck up. Because I'm sick of that shit.
323-520-AFRO. That is our 24-hour-a-day telephone line set up for you. It's an answering machine where you call K-Rock, leave a message. We play it back on the radio like these.
You, you leave the message after the beep.
I think I heard a beep. Did it beep? I don't know. Did it beep?
Here's what you do. If you thought you heard the beep, give us your message.
Go ahead and talk.
How about that? Request?
I want to keep pictures of Miss Cleo on the website. Yeah. I'm into Arab chicks. You sound hot.
Yeah, that's hot.
She loves that, too.
Look, white pants is science. There's nothing we can do about it. Don't blame us for the science of white pants. That's been proven. That's a proven scientific fact.
Right.
But you know what? I'm sitting down here in the DMV, and I just saw some leather bag, 90-year-old woman in white pants. And I don't think I like your rules, because I had to think about that now.
It's not our fault.
You might as well blame us at the sunshines.
This is a little sad.
It's my birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, 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 happy birthday, bitch.
Okay.
Talking to herself. Psycho Mike fan?
Psycho Mike. I got my thumb ring on. Mm.
Yeah.
That's still a theory. That has not been proven science yet.
True. Speak for yourself.
Celebrity sighting on the road?
Hey, what's up? I'm driving on the 101. I just saw Spidey. A little douchebag looked over, flipped him off. He just put his head down. Such a douche.
You did the right thing.
That's a Spencer Pratt sighting? How about that?
Yeah.
He did the right thing by flipping him off, too.
Absolutely.
Request for Lisa?
Hey, I have an instant request. I want Lisa May to do her traffic reports in the nude.
She has been.
Yeah, the listeners didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Star secret.
Dodgers play again today. Not everyone is into baseball for the same reasons.
Baseball is really boring to watch, but damn, are those guys hot. Wow.
That's why Mike got into it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, Lisa May, have you heard? Kevin, everybody heard that the bird is the word. 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 Hey, Omar, the bird is where? Bird is where? Come on, Mike, bird is where?
You don't watch Family Guy. That makes no sense to you.
No, but
if you do, you're laughing hard.
You are also now going to have that song stuck in your head for the whole weekend, I'm sorry to say.
I'm not exactly sure what this guy was calling about. If you could be more specific, it would help, because we accept your criticism on pretty much anything, but
Ralph would never let the show get this bad.
I don't know exactly what he's talking about.
Could be anything, really.
He'll be back Monday.
How about a joke?
Hey, how does the Asian pirate stay in shape?
How does the Asian pirate stay in shape?
I can't imagine.
He does Pirates. Arr!
Come on.
Awesome.
Come on.
You are a thief of joy.
This guy apparently needs to go back on his meds.
I just wanted to talk about Megan Fox. She's so hot.
Hey, yes, yes. Hurry up, you father.
Murderface, I'm on the phone.
Hurry up, you father.
It's Kevin Bean.
Oh, you're awesome.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about Megan Fox.
Oh, man, she's so hot.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I'm sorry about that.
He's doing his own show in his head.
Yep.
Wow.
He's hearing voices and everything else, and I don't... Oh,
here we go.
Now, there's no time for this.
Yeah. Something for Foxtober? Why not? Sing it if you know it, kid.
Because it's creepy.
Megan Fox, Megan Fox, oh, Megan Fox. Big, bulgy things are going to happen. And by that, I mean a Megan Fox, outside my window. Megan Fox, behind the tree. I wish the whole world could see that she has the most perfect boobies. And it's Megan Fox, outside my window plane.
Megan Fox.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Why is she so hot?
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Oh, remember Transformers when she was checking under the hood?
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Yeah, that was good. I like to check under her hood, if you know what I mean, with my dipstick.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Oh, what she's so hot. Yeah, and Kevin, you're gay if you don't like this song.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
It's Foxtober.
Megan Fox, outside my window. Megan Fox, behind the tree.
Did I mention she's hot?
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
That's good. Not good.
Good.
That's bad.
That's good.
On every level. And by the way, Ralph would have liked that song, so F you.
Don't song hate, blows. Man. Celebrate. Come on.
Thank you, Lisa. Christian Slater coming up just after the top of the hour, talking about his new TV show, My Own Worst Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You did hear me say that 1 minute ago, right?
No, I wasn't paying attention.
I just want to make sure we're on the same radio show. That's all.
Christian Slater in a minute. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
First of the K-Rock Showbiz Beat, I'm going to say something so shocking you are not going to believe it. You're going to turn up the radio, you're going to listen closely, and you're going to say, I think I heard what he said, but it can't be true. But here it is. November 23rd is the day that Guns N' Roses' new album, Chinese Democracy, will be released.
Nope. No way!
Ha ha.
it's not April. Like a joke.
That's so weird.
Did you check that with Snopes?
Yeah, I should, actually. It's a great idea because it is an urban legend at this point that Guns N' Roses even exists as a band, that Axl Rose is still alive, that they're really going to be putting out a record. But Chinese Democracy, millions and millions of dollars have been spent, and something like 14 years later, they claim it's coming out. Now, November 23rd is a Sunday, which is weird because, you know, the new releases usually come out on Tuesday, and it's going to be a Best Buy exclusive only. Yeah. But that's what they're saying. I mean, it's on the calendar as going to be happening. I mean,
yep.
I think someone said earlier that they'd be less surprised by actual Chinese Democracy than by the record name Chinese Democracy.
Yeah, it's coming out in a month, sure.
But we'll keep you posted on that, whether or not it happens or not. But November 23rd, for Guns N' Roses fans, you finally get it.
Speaking of bands, Green Day is in the studio again. They're going to put out a new CD, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
They, of course, came out with the Foxborough Hot Tubs dealio, but they haven't come out with a CD since American Idiot, 2004. Mm-hmm. And Shirley Manson was on Carson Daly's show, and she told him that Butch Vig, who of course was the producer for Garbage and for, oh, I don't know, Nevermind.
Yeah, and is a member of Garbage, too, by the way. So Shirley certainly knows.
He is, he's producing Green Day.
That's great.
So that's fantastic news. I don't know when that's coming out, but I'm sure it's going to come out long, long, long before Chinese Democracy.
I think you're probably right. Interesting news out of the Playboy Mansion this week. You know, Hef has been together with this Holly, Bridget, and Kendra, his threesome of girlfriends, for some time now. Well, apparently they're all out now, and he's starting to change the sheets and bring in some new younger models. He's got two 19-year-olds that have moved into the Playboy Mansion. That's his life, by the way.
Yeah.
He's 82. His life involves 19-year-olds moving into the mansion. You got to check them out. They are named Carissa and Christina. Now, are they sisters, Mike? Is that the deal, these two?
I think they're twins.
I think they're twins. Yeah, they're
twins. Yeah. Well, TMZ.com, of course, the entertainment news site of record, has done a little research on the girls and have found out that they, well, they're partiers. They enjoy having a good time. In fact, they have a record with the St. Petersburg, Florida Police Department of felony aggravated battery. They were arrested back in January.
Both of them?
Both of them, yes. Received probation for that and were ordered to pay restitution for the two victims. Carissa also has a misdemeanor battery charge on her record from back in 2007. I'd be a little bit concerned if I was as old as half and I was inviting some thugs to come live with me, you know?
But they're twins.
But these two, I know they're 19, and you got to go to TMZ.com and check out the mugshots because they're hella hot. But they could roll the old man.
Whoa.
Let's face it.
Stop. Whoa, rewind.
Wait a minute. Wait.
I'm just saying.
Wait.
I'm telling you.
I'm saying wait.
And I'm saying yes.
I'm saying wait.
Strike one.
Did you say hella hot?
No way.
Come on.
I'm saying they're attractive young women.
I'm saying go to hell.
Did you say hella hot? Or did those words come out of your mouth?
Kevin and Bean, master plan requires me to say no. That did not happen.
Hella hot.
I did not say that.
Come on.
Bean, I reject you totally.
Come on. On TV tonight.
Bean, you're a f***ing asshole. I wish you were on the goddamn Edmund Fitzgerald, you freak.
Wow. On the TV tonight, I know you don't normally go to 2020 for your Britney Spears fix, but apparently there's some kind of an interview with her.
Oh, that's right.
So you should watch that. And also Craig.
And her new video, too. World premiere of the Womanizer video is supposed to be tonight. I've seen some stills from that where she looks like it may be. I'm going to go so far as to say she's hella hot.
Oh. You know? Nope, you're not going to say that. You cannot say hella hot. It's just no way. No way.
I can. Kevin can. You can't.
We're questionable. He's a certain no.
But come on. For sure, this dude.
Craig Ferguson, Late Night Show, Little Britain, which we love, yeah. And Tom Morello.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
So you should check that out on TV tonight.
And one more note for you. If you haven't already done so, please go to krock.com in the Kevin and Bean section. You will see the cover shot of the new W magazine. Angelina Jolie is on the cover. Her boyfriend, Brad Pitt, took the picture, and she's basically sort of topless a little bit. I mean, she's got sort of a shirt on, but right?
Yes, and it shouldn't be hot. I can tell you that. I know for a fact that it should not be hot.
There's an infant involved.
Right. But the infant is not, she's not feeding.
Okay.
The infant is just reaching up to make sure the food is still there.
It just sounds so awful.
I know, it does. But I'm saying.
She's not feeding.
She's not breastfeeding. But I'm saying go to the picture and you make up your own mind on that.
So the boobs are out because she's a working mom.
Yes.
But she's not trying to be hot. She just is.
Correct.
So you're going to have to decide in your own mind how much of that, how much of the kid's hand you need to crop out in order for that photo to work for you.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Today's celebrity birthdays. How about actress Bai Ling, 38 today? How about singer David Lee Roth, one of the most heterosexual rock and roll gods of all time?
Yep.
Kevin is 53 years old today. New York Jets quarterback Brett Favre turns 39. He's 39. He's a quarterback in the NFL right now.
Yep.
Bradley Whitford from The West Wing and the Studio 60 Show is 49. Ben Vereen, 32. And the reason we celebrate today, I'm surprised we even had to work. It should be a holiday. From Dancing with the Stars, Pacific Blue, Saved by the Bell. How about Mario Lopez turning 35 today? And that is the K-Rock Showbiz. It's almost the middle of October, and the new TV shows continue to debut, which is kind of cool, because usually if they all come on the same week, you can't catch them all.
Yeah.
You can't watch them all. So it's good to know that there's a new one to look forward to, and it is going to air this coming Monday at 10 o'clock on NBC. It's called My Own Worst Enemy. If you haven't seen the trailers for it, it looks outstanding, and Christian Slater is the star. But he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock right now. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I know you've been doing a ton of press, ton of publicity for this. Are you so sick of talking about you at this point?
It does have a way of creeping up on you a little bit. Sure. But I'll be back at work soon, so it's all fine.
Tell people about your dual role in this particular show.
Let's see. Essentially, I'm playing two very distinct characters. Edward Albright, who's a highly trained government operative, and Henry Spivey, who is your average guy. He's got a wife, two kids, got a regular job. Edward knows about Henry's existence. Henry doesn't know about Edward's existence. But the device that's been implanted in Edward's brain to keep the two personalities separate starts to break down and they begin to merge.
Oh, that old plot point.
Good times.
I was, no. That's okay, isn't it? How I described
it? Yeah, that was pretty
that
quick.
Was good. That was perfect, yeah. You haven't done television in like 20 years or something like this, but this is the kind of role that you said, hey, as an actor, how can I go wrong getting to play two dudes every week, right?
Well, yeah, it's pretty fun. I mean, the fact that the characters are so different from each other is great. It keeps it keeps everybody on their toes, keeps it very lively, and never gets boring. It's like a fast moving train that I'm just grateful to be a part of.
So when the regular guy wakes up in the morning and he's all beat up and bruised. Because his spy guy has been out all night fighting crime. I mean, does he just not understand why he feels so crappy in the morning after a night like that? He just can't figure it out?
Well, in the first episode, you know, like I said, the device starts to break down, and he begins to discover that he does have this whole other life going on. So he definitely becomes aware. But the Edward character is such a good spy. He very rarely gets injured.
Ah,
that's good.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's actually more Henry that is the guy that keeps sort of bumbling through. And, you know, he comes to in a lot of situations that Edward would handle quite well. And Edward comes to in a lot of domestic situations that Henry might handle a little differently than Edward does.
I'm very confused right now.
I think you could see that there's a lot of room for comedy, though. I mean, I don't know if this show has any funniness, but, I mean, I picture the stuff that the suburban dad with the kids and the dog and the minivan is going through and how useful those spy skills would come in handy for him.
Yes. No, Edward, there's no doubt that, you know, the passion that might have gone out of Henry's marriage gets reignited when Edward comes home.
Sure.
Nice.
Ah, I gotcha.
That Edward's a stud.
Tell me about playing a character who speaks 13 languages and how hard that must be as an actor to have to do all that.
Yeah, no, that's been somewhat challenging, but they bring in, you know, voice people and dialect coaches, and you know they give me a little CD to work with to get the languages and to be able to do those scenes. So far it's been pretty manageable, but certainly a challenge. I was excited about.
Now, when you go to any of those 13 places, are you able to say anything besides "put your hands up" or "I'll shoot"? I mean, could you?
That's pretty much, I do have some lines, you know, some Russian stuff.
You don't have to tell me.
Dude, wow. Yeah, you didn't just curse, did you?
What does that mean?
Well, you know, you're going to have to get a translator.
Okay, all right. Good enough. That sounds like it would be difficult enough in English to do this particular complex script.
Yeah, no, I said I was just happy to be here.
Oh, all right.
That's what I said.
Christian, how is it? I mean, one of the things I guess actors like doing about TV is you get to be at home. You get to work at home every day without being on a movie set 10,000 miles away, right?
That's true. I mean, really, the last 2 to 3 years of my life, I actually spent most of that time in Europe. I was in London doing a lot of theater over there and having a great time. You know, the only difficult part of that was the fact that I have two kids, and being away from them for so long was difficult. So it's nice to be back here and certainly be much more involved in their lives. Absolutely.
Does it seem like the wife and kids were here in Los Angeles the whole time?
Yes. No. The first time I went over there, actually, they were there. And then the next time I went back, I was there for another like 4 months, and they didn't come on that journey. So I was more of an iChat dad.
So yeah, I was going to say my question is, they learn to kind of function without you. Do you feel like you're kind of in the way when you get back?
I think the ex-wife feels that way sometimes.
Sure,
but that's just part of the deal, and you work it out. And you know, time is a great healer.
I got you.
I do love, by the way, and this is not a new trend. This is something that we've been heading toward for years now. I do love that movie star actors like Christian Slater and so many others you can name of are now on television because you go wherever the great work is. It doesn't have to be in the theater, and more people end up seeing it on TV anyway.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing deal, and the writers of this show have been doing a great job coming up with some really wild scenarios and some stuff for me to really have fun with. I can't believe it. Like, as an actor, it it has presented a lot of challenges and some really unique opportunities. And just getting to, like, come into a scene as one guy and exit as another is, you know, I can't wait for audiences to see that.
Yeah, it looks like fun. It's got a great supporting cast, too. The great Alfre Woodard is in this. Michael Malley, Saffron Burroughs, who's a terrific actress. I mean, there's a lot of good people surrounding you. But Christian Slater... James Cromwell, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Christian Slater is the star of My Own Worst Enemy, which is a new show that debuts this Monday night at 10 o'clock on NBC. And if I'm doing the math in my head right, Christian, that's right after Heroes, right?
That's correct, yes, right after Heroes.
Nice. That's a great time slot. Well, good luck. Good luck with the show, and thanks for joining us. We enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks a lot for having me.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
NHL season for 2008 kicked off last night, by the way, Kevin. I don't know if you saw the Red Wings getting the trophy and the banner hanging up and all that deal.
Nope, not interested.
And then they lost, though, so I knew you'd be pleased that they're now 0-1.
Awesome.
So check it out. Speaking of hockey, how about a pair of passes to join our own Psycho Mike for a night of hockey, music, food, and beverage at the exclusive K-Rock tailgate party, Staples Center, for the Kings game on Friday, October 17th versus the Carolina Hurricanes. I'm having a lot of trouble today. I'm not getting much sleep since the puppies arrived.
How about that?
1-800-520-1067.
Is that code?
All right. Let's talk to Zach in Pasadena, who I think has an interesting idea. Hey, Zach, welcome to the show. What it do?
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What's going on?
What it do, Lisa? What it do, Psycho Mike?
What it do, Zach?
Quick thing. You know, the new Guns N' Roses album coming out.
That's what they say.
It's been 14 years, and I think we need to boycott it.
So that when it comes out after 14 years, it doesn't sell any?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, if he gave a crap about his fans, he wouldn't take 14 years to do it. I mean, Metallica's newest album was great, and it only took him a couple years, right?
Yeah, well, he's crazy. Well, you know that.
Yeah, he's definitely crazy.
Actually, a friend of mine met him in 89, right? And she said she met him at the bar, and it wasn't that he was with other women or that he was acting cool. She said that he was a weirdo, and he was just really shy, you know, because she's really hot.
Yeah.
And he just didn't know how to talk to her. But
yeah,
I still think we should boycott it.
I don't know what the point of that is if you really like Guns N' Roses, it seems like you'd want to get the music. But I will tell you what I find interesting, though. When you think about how many millions of songs and albums have been downloaded illegally and how few people have been prosecuted, that guy who leaked those Guns N' Roses tracks a few months ago, straight to jail. I mean, that dude, they picked up and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. For some reason, they really threw the book at that dude for Guns N' Roses. And I don't know what kind of power those guys have, but... Look out.
14 years and, you know, $1 billion or whatever it is. And real quick, you guys never set me up on that date with Psycho Mike.
Date with Psycho Mike? Remind us.
This was from a long time ago, but I didn't forget.
What was the date? What was it? It was a love thing?
No, well, last time I called What It Do, and I said I always see Psycho Mike around, and this last time I was with my girlfriend, and she caught him checking me out. It was that one.
Ah, yes.
Okay, sure. All right.
You're alleged girlfriend.
We'll hang on to your number this time. Maybe we can do something with that. Thank you for the call, Zach.
I would say Zach had a good idea about boycotting the album, except for the fact that it's not as if Axl's dragging his feet and it's lack of effort. The guy's been working day and night on this album.
He
really has. I mean, a word around town from a lot of people who would know is that he'll write, have the thing ready to go, master it, and then just scratch it and start all over again. He's really this uber perfectionist that drives himself crazy, and he's like a weird, you know, perfectionist hobbit.
He's been working day and night for 14 years.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, I mean, he really it's not lack of effort that
really?
Has made the delay.
He obviously took some time off to put on those attractive cornrows.
That's true. All right, let's go to Phil, who is calling from Lomita. Good morning, Phil.
Morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby? Boo.
Hi, Phil.
What's going on?
Hey, thumb ring thing is true.
Thumb ring true. How do you know?
Oh. All right, long time ago, like 96, 97, I'm dating this girl. I go to pick her up. She gets in the truck. I start complimenting her on her rings and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And she says, oh, well, don't think this means what you think it means.
Well, really?
Like,
oh,
just
no
get
kidding.
For granted, like I already was going to say something. So I asked her about it. She explained it. And then she said that the thumb ring means that you're up for anal sex.
Isn't that wild that 12 years ago she knew about that? How about that?
Yeah, well, she was from the Valley.
Well,
okay.
I don't know what that means. And, but okay. I don't know what that means either, but it's funny.
Hey, and also, I know it's true because she proceeded to tell me don't get any ideas, but later on that night told me she would be up for trying something.
See,
like
there you go.
Okay.
Okay.
We're dangerously close to having it be confirmed as science.
Side note.
Yes.
In Transformers, Megan Fox is wearing a thumb ring when she's sitting down eating.
Interesting.
Oh, good tip.
Now you're talking.
By the way, a whole week has gone by. No, let's talk about Megan Fox. I don't think we've done it one time this whole week. Am I wrong about that?
What happened with that?
I don't know, but let's definitely plan that for next week.
However, every day this week, and what it do? Every single day, we've had somebody call and say that they met Megan Fox. And we're starting to doubt that. Sarah?
Hi.
In Pasadena. What it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby? Boo.
What it do, Sarah?
Are you a lying liar who lies, Sarah?
I am not a liar who lies. I was out last night drinking with some friends, and I was at a bar, and there was Megan Fox, and I was like, oh my God, you're Megan Fox? She said, yes, I am. And I said, can I buy you a drink? She said, yes. And then I proceeded to hit on her, and it didn't go so well. She turned me down. I was very, very sad. But, oh my God. She's so freaking hot in person. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
She's
really?
So
I wish we'd have known that.
We would have talked about her if she was attractive. Hey, Sarah, look, I understand that you had to break yourself off a piece of that, and I don't blame you for trying to get Sarah's first. But after that failed, did you at least say, how about some love for your boys, Kevin and Bean? Did you at least bring that up?
I didn't. I'm a failure. I'm a failure listener, and I'm very, very sorry.
No, no, you shouldn't have.
I was looking out for number one.
You have to at that point. At that point, you have to follow your passion.
I would not mind, though, if the listeners did tell her that, you know, that we're here for her. That's
right.
All. I'm just saying, let's get the word out.
And then she'll hear that ridiculously creepy song that Omar did, and she'll go, no possible way these people scare me.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. Well done, though.
Let's see. Where do we go here? Oh, let's go to Corey in Santa Clarita. This seems unlikely. Hi, Corey.
How's it going? What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
I found some Ron Jeremy beef jerky. It's called RJ's BJ.
Come on.
On a website.
He has... Ron Jeremy has beef jerky?
Yeah.
Come on.
Too, if
you don't just mean he named his penis that, right? You mean it's an actual food item that you can buy.
Yeah, packaged and everything.
What
it
the?
At a website, DirtyDenny.com sells it.
RJ's BJ. All right.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy beef jerky.
I do not want to know what's... What the specials, you know.
Spices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm saying. That's not something I want to eat.
Thank you, Corey, for tipping us off. You know, the holidays are right around the corner, and I'm always looking for stocking stuffers, so I think RJ's BJ may be the answer.
Do you want extra sausage?
I want to thank our special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including actor Christian Slater. The TV show is called My Own Worst Enemy, and it debuts Monday night at 10 on the NBC After Heroes. And thanks to our friend Andrew Siciliano for joining us, too. Of course, he is the host of the DirecTV Red Zone channel. Go to DirecTV.com or call 888-777-2454.
How about some live music on Monday morning?
Yeah.
A little band called the Ting Tings will be here.
Nice. Come on.
Yay! Very excited about that. The Dodgers, of course, play today at 1:30 and then Sunday at
5:22.
It would be nice if they would give you a more exact time, but that's about as close as we can get. So we'll have a full recap on Monday morning. You're going on Sunday?
I am. Dave King of Mexico and I will be there. If you see us, we will have the K-Rock microphones come up and show us some Dodger love.
All right. There you go.
Wait, hold on. You guys, a couple of Mexican guys, are going to Dodger Stadium to see the Dodgers? Are you kidding
me?
They
don't normally allow Mexicans at Dodger Stadium. I know it's shocking. It's a revolutionary idea, but we're going to be there.
Okay. It's going to be weird.
Also, Monday morning, the Kevin and Bean players will be making a triumphant return.
Excellent.
Would we call it a triumphant return?
Nope.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it. It's been a long time since we've done it.
Plus, this weekend, you're qualifying for the grand prize drawing we're going to do on Monday to see Coldplay at Saturday Night Live.
That would be great.
So we'll do that drawing on Monday morning. And we've got Harvey Levin from TMZ.com on Monday morning. So we will see you. We will see you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
That joint, my friend, pass it over to me.
I wish you wouldn't smoke.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend, pass it over to me.
Man, I'm so high.
Roll another one.
I'm really stoned, sorry.
Just like the other one.
Smoke weed every day.
This one seems about to quit.
You know, I got some weed at work today.
The beautiful Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including Bleed It Out from Linkin Park. How about some Modest Mouse, the latest from Foo Fighters, Social D, MIA, and more straight ahead here on K-Rock.
Roll.
smoke too many pot.
This one seems to be about 10 minutes.
You goddamn dumb stoner.
I don't have another cent.
Why do you smoke marijuana?
It's really very simple. I smoke it because I enjoy it.
Munchies. Who wants some munchies?
Let's pass it around.
Marijuana is delicious.
I'm gonna get high tonight, though. I'm gonna get very high tonight.
Crap, that's the end.
Congratulations on a terrific performance.
Bye. Okay, bye. Bye. Okay, bye.
I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to. Okay, Olga? Talk to you soon. Bye.
I had a lot of fun. Is there any chance we can come back and do this some other time?
Yes, sure.
Kind of think about that one, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Hey, for a lot of deal, we got to show some love for all the fighters tonight, man. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good, man. We still going to have the after party. Holler at you, boy.